you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I'm going to do this just once, right?
Yes, yeah, this is, I laughed the first time, now do it for all our listeners.
Mike O'Mara.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Mike O'Mara.
There you go.
And I was telling you that might affect my weekend plans a little bit. You know, might actually, no, it won't. Of course it won't.
For all you collectors out there, there's the post-it note I wrote when I saw it last night. Hasselhoff steals Mike's idea.
Oh, God forbid.
I'll be fine.
Oh, that video.
I'll be fine.
Hey, but the news is, not only will the Hoff be fine.
Yes.
How about Buzz?
Howdy, boys.
Listen to that. He's 100%.
I'm back. I am back.
It's all back, right? Almost all?
I would say 99%.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You know how I love percentages.
Way to bring it in on Friday. You had called for it on Monday. Way to bring it in on Friday.
You're like a weatherman.
You're
bringing
right.
the good weather on Monday, and it came on Friday.
Yeah, it'll be. Buzz is going to have an 80-degree day on Friday.
Man,
much like the four, and we give the forecasters crap.
Yeah. But it is chilly.
Screw you.
And it is windy.
Give me a normal give me one forecast at 24 hours where it doesn't change.
Right.
Dingleberries.
It's going to be nice.
I'm going to stop.
No, we are going to start. I'll call you at 6 a.m. on Sunday. And I'll say, I'm going to stop.
Turn on the camera, girls.
No, they're not about this weekend.
Yeah, right.
Call Don as soon as your hamburger arrives.
Was it a hamburger or fried chicken?
I think it was a hamburger.
And was that a hamburger? It looked like fried chicken.
Fell apart.
Oh, really?
At first I thought it was pizza.
Mm. I thought it was fried chicken.
I think it's a room service hamburger that had been had toppings on it for a long time.
Oh, dear.
Because it was falling apart in his very hands.
Did you see the one where he drooled? Where it just kind of glued out of his mouth.
We have the entire Hasselhoff tape to watch it, listen to. And here's a compliment for you, Rob, buddy.
Yes, buddy.
Hasselhoff with his shirt off, laying on the floor, eating that falling apart hamburger, pretty similar to you with your shirt off yesterday.
You see, and that's why it took me so long.
Yeah, I think they're identical.
It took me a long time to see why everyone thought it was so bad.
Uh-huh.
As long as you can bounce back.
That's right.
My kids have taken dozens of videos of
me. And incidentally, if you are going to be drunk and order room service food, no better way than with your shirt off eating it on the floor.
Right.
That's the way to do it.
People are theorizing that was during his run in The Producers.
Tell me you're going to stop.
Right, because she says to him, they're going to come over and test you, and you're going to lose your job.
Right.
Yeah, so he's like in some big roller hotel.
Does she say they're going to come over and test you, so does he have like a clause?
Oh, you've not heard the entire tape?
No, I have not heard. Does he have a clause in his contract for The Producers where they test him?
They come over and they take blood or they take number one from him, and she said, you know if you have alcohol in your system, they're going to fire you.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Judging from that drug, they don't need blood or urine. They just need to stick their head in the door.
Hasselhoff.
What do you think that room smells like?
Ugh.
Hasselhoff.
And right now,
and hamburger.
Don't you think Alec Baldwin is kicking himself that he went on The View?
Oh, yeah.
If he had just waited.
Yeah. You know, it's always timing, isn't it? If this thing happens at the same time.
I'm just sitting back there going, hey, where were all you guys?
Where's my attorney's number? Get my attorney on the phone, yeah.
I don't know if I'm suing or not.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get all the money back or not. I don't know if CBS is going to counter-sue or not.
Let's start with a blast from the past.
Yeah.
We'll take a call from Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident. And okay. I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay, what would you like us to answer?
Okay, I've had a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called tootaloo-ass, and I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing, and it gets purple and swelling, I guess, around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is it an underlying fungal infection?
I don't know. I don't know what tootaloo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it, and what I think about it is basically, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keloses, correct?
No, it's not.
It's on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
With the same razor that I shave my taint with. You think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotus of the blow.
Okay. But, okay.
Okay.
Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole. That was really interesting.
Dr. Harvey Firestone.
Kobe in the morning on 77 WABC.
It's another one.
Good.
Kobe. It's another one.
That is Kobe in the morning on 77 WABC.
Well,
wow.
We certainly see you are frugal when it comes to St. Valentine's Day gifts.
Absolutely.
But let's go to Bob, who's on the line from Manhattan. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Curtis and Warner.
Yeah, Kobe's in, too.
Oh, that other guy. Yeah. Good morning to him, too, whoever he is.
Clever, Bob. Very clever.
Thanks. Yeah. I decided this year that since for the last 5 years... The broad that I've been dating, I've been spending
broad, I'm
so
sure
much.
She'll appreciate that.
Well, Bob, you get the sense of kind of fellow Bob is. Continue, Bob.
Yeah, that other guy. You could just hold your tongue because I notice you like to talk over everybody because you're so important. But anyway, for the last 5 years, I've been dating this woman, and I've been spending all the money. I do the breakfast in bed. I buy the diamonds. I buy the rubies. I buy the shekels and the tchotchkes. I decided this year, you know what? I'm going to lay back. How about you treat me for a change? Seriously, and there are only three things I would like. Number one, shut up. How about spending one entire day not speaking?
See, he talks to her the same way he talks to me. You sound like a swell fellow.
I am a swell fellow. But I mean, seriously.
And what's number two?
For one, stop yapping for one entire day. Number two, I want a picture of Don Geronimo autographed. Number three, I would like you to not leave the room when I fart.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's great, Bob. You're a great American, Bob.
Don Geronimo.
Really great.
27.
WBC has activated Operation Stormwatch.
Wow.
What was that? They just jumped in with Stormwatch.
It was a bit of threatening weather.
WABC is operating the Stormwatch.
And one more from the back.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio.
Cool, is this where he gets mad?
Echo.
Don't know which one this is, but it's just the guy you like.
Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on.
Good. Yep.
Your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her.
This is the one you wanted, right?
Yeah, this is the one where he gets really mad.
A disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Brooke feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that I thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag. What a brilliant time.
The Don and Mike show.
Yeah. There he is.
That's good.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
This is a mess.
Uh-oh, Dongo!
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
What glorious goo.
What not? What not? What not? What not?
I like sex. I need sex.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They are.
Why do you favor rape?
What's up, Larry?
Why do you favor rape?
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, you can talk to fish underwater.
Oh, so good.
rape, Larry?
Big, big, big. Bigger than big. Bigger than big, big, big. Big, big. Bang, 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 bang.
Hey, Larry.
Oh, yes, it is.
Big, big, big. Bigger than big. Bigger than big, big, big. Bang, 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 bang. Big, 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 bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Don and Mike show, and it's a Stinkin' Friday. Maybe you heard our phone number in the middle of that mess. 877-365-3636. Wonderful. Don't worry about us. We'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
Don't worry. I'm going to stop. We'll be fine. We're all going to stop.
I'll be fine.
Are you going to stop, Mike?
I'm going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Wow. Have more. Have another bite of that burger.
You know, just when I thought he had brilliantly resurrected his career when he was in the Adam Sandler movie and he was the judge on the America's Got No Talent show.
Not to mention the fact that he is still absolutely white hot over in Germany.
Yeah, the crowds love him. Herr Hasselhoff.
Adore Herr Hasselhoff.
They've always loved him. I wonder how this episode is playing in Germany today, huh?
Yeah, they're probably very, very sad. You think?
Very sad indeed.
Very Schadenfreude.
I ain't in Hasselhoff.
Or isn't Schadenfreude joy of the misfortune of others?
That's shameful joy.
Shameful joy.
There would be no shameful joy because he is a brother of theirs. A brother in arms.
They love him. They buy all his albums. They have his posters.
He's popular in East Germany. And for the record, I still draw the distinction.
You still got him
at
out.
Checkpoint Charlie.
You still have the imaginary Iron Curtain in your head?
Oh, I do, Mike.
There's East and West. It's always that way with you, isn't it? Black and white, East and West. You always make sure, if they tear down the wall, you make sure that you keep the imaginary wall up.
Sure. I mean, Mike to a mime.
Yes.
You can fake it.
Yeah, there's a wall. There's a wall there.
How retarded am I? I was just actually doing that mime.
You were doing the man in the box.
For radio.
For Redidio.
It's a wall.
Ooh.
It's a wonderful wall.
Herr Hasselhoff.
Did you just load in some David Hasselhoff music?
You'll have to see.
Big ape. Did you really? I think this is his remake.
Oh, really?
Of this classic song.
I can't stop this feeling.
That's Hasselhoff.
Deep inside me.
I'm enjoying this one, Rob.
I'll be fine. I'm going to stop. I'll be fine. I'm going to stop.
Hooked on a feeling.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're gonna stop.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're gonna stop.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Herr Hasselhoff.
Why do we have a disc with Dave? Well, I guess this is why.
Yeah.
Hey, we're playing Name That David Hasselhoff tune right now.
Oh, I was expecting Pat O'Brien to come in after that.
Gay. I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
I'll be fine.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
Beach baby.
German. Make a good car, I'll give you that.
Wow. The parade just keeps on coming, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. The Hasselhoff tape is really, really great. It's David Hasselhoff, and he's drunk, and he has told his child... I mean, now this is going to start another national firestorm about policing the children because
what he's done really is he's put the child in the role of being the parent.
Oh, yeah.
He has said to his kid, hey, listen, if I ever really get drunk again, take a videotape of me so I can see myself to remind myself how awful I am.
There it is. The kid did it. And the kid, you know, bad for the kid, obviously, terrible for the kid, but you got to give kudos to the kid to do, his daughter, I guess, is the person that was videotaping him.
Yeah.
And he does one of the greatest drunk things of all time. I've seen it. In fact, I've even done it. When asked a yes-no question, he says sort of, nope, which could be yes, it could be no.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it. Here it is in its entirety.
Now, he turns on her at one point,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. The thing of beauty. David Hasselhoff, unraveling before your ears.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
No.
This is a mess.
Why do you like doing this to yourself?
Because I have a lot of money, but I'm not going to show my passion.
What?
Tell me you're going to stop drinking. Tell me right now. Or I'm not going to talk to you ever again. And I will totally disown you because it's not fair to meet your family. What you're doing.
I'll be fine. I'll be alive.
Yes, you do.
I'm bullshit.
Being an right now. And you know why? Because you drank. And tomorrow morning you're going to regret everything that you've ever told me. You're throwing your life away by drinking. I don't know why you are. Stupid. Do you like people taking care of you? Dad, you need to promise me you're not going to get alcohol tonight, okay?
Hey, you got to keep in mind, if you've not seen this video, while she is saying this to him, she's holding the camcorder, and he is laying on the ground. He just has jeans on and no shirt.
Right.
He's big and sloppy David Hasselhoff fat, and he's got this gigantic jumbo burger,
yeah,
which is sliding into all kinds of different positions.
Falling apart.
Right,
right. And he's, at one point, it kind of just falls out of his mouth. Yeah. Drool comes out of his mouth. How old is the girl? Could you tell? 16. Do you have any idea? 16?
16
years old? Good.
What? You promise me you're not going to get alcohol tonight. Okay? So you promise right now, Dad. Tell me that you promise you're not going to get alcohol and you're going to stop drinking. The doctor's coming early in the morning. If you have any alcohol in your system, you're fired from the show. Tell me right now you're going to stop drinking.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're going to stop drinking. Tell me right now. Or I'm not going to talk to you ever again. Tell me right now. You're not going to stop, are you?
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
I'll be fine. I'm going to stop.
Wow.
What a mess.
Wow. You know, normally when somebody's in that condition, they're not taking food in.
Right.
They're getting rid of food.
I'm sure. And he's already, I'd like to know what the guy had to drink, because he was already to the point where he was in the fetal position on the floor.
He was completely out of his mind. I mean, it was almost alcohol poisoning.
But goddamn, those Germans do know how to rock, don't they?
And they like their beer. And compare the voice in this song to the voice on the tape. It almost on the drunk tape, it sounds like the tape's running slow.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Yes?
No.
This is a mess.
Did he say this is MS?
This is a mess.
A mess.
Oh. I thought he said I have MS.
This is a mess.
That would be a way out.
Yeah, I don't think he'd get away with it.
No.
I don't think there's a chance that he'd get away with it.
Oh, Herr Hasselhoff.
And now, of course, he's come out with a statement in the press, too. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's good that if you're in recovery, you're going to fall down. So, hey, it's a good thing the video's out there.
So he's been in recovery. He's been to rehab before. It's his first time at the rodeo.
I think we've had him out of a million stories about him, like getting on airplanes and being drunk. And
yeah, he was saying there was something involved his kid on an airplane at one point. Wow. Where didn't he call?
Tried to call
911
because she had scratched herself.
Right. So he sounded like he was loaded on the airplane.
This all started, remember, when he slipped and fell and cut himself in a bathroom in Great Britain.
Or whatever. I'll be fine.
Now,
I'm going to stop.
Now, they say they're going to release more of that tape also, that they're going to have that tonight.
The
vomiting part.
The vomiting part.
I'm sure.
The projectile vomiting part.
Wow. Well, be careful.
Someone's got to say it, so I will. If you don't laugh, you cry.
Yes, Don, you're absolutely right.
That's right.
If you don't laugh, the tears well up in your eyes.
You don't laugh at a fat, drunk David Hasselhoff laying in the corner.
You know what he needs to do?
Covered in ketchup and mustard.
He needs to take a good long run on the beach in his lifeguard shorts in slow motion.
And the way that this tape is generally being promoted on the news, because
right.
this now passes as news.
Yeah, this is new.
He was at the top of Hollywood when he was Knight Rider.
Yeah. Friday nights.
Right, that was a good serious yeah. show.
Knight Rider. Way I read it, he's been doing this for an awful long time. That he's been, even when he might have been Knight Rider, he probably had some moments like this.
Yes, so.
Anyway, but now he's going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Well, he was talking through food. It would have been much clearer if he didn't have a mouthful of food.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
Don't worry about him.
Yeah, he's going to be great.
Isn't that right, Larry?
Big, 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 big,
those dudes. What are you wearing under there?
Yeah,
you got panties on?
I guess this is David Hasselhoff. We've seen your video.
You were drunk in that video, right?
I'm going to stop.
That wasn't the question. We go to Modesto, California. Hello.
Molesto.
Molesto, California. Hasselhoff out of control, right? Whoa.
Having your daughter take a video of you while you're drunk and half naked. It's not good, right?
Desperate cry for help, right? I know a lot about addiction. I was addicted to the ponies. I was addicted to the ponies in Miami.
Say hi to the Duca.
The Duca again. Your town. My town, too. Hey, how about that there Hasselhoff there, boy? Yeah. We took over Baywatch one day and absolutely destroyed them.
You could dark the tape.
Sure.
Bing, bing, big, bang, bang, bing, bing, bang.
Big, big, my brother.
I'm going to stop.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, big, big.
I am
bang, 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 bang.
I'm intensely curious. I'm curious what your breasts look like.
Why do you like rape?
Why do you favor rape?
Hi.
Why do you favor?
50 years in broadcasting. I love to do my show. I'm very excited. I'm totally curious. David is totally drunk. About to vomit up his food.
You're on the floor. You're eating a hamburger. You shouldn't have a shirt on, right?
You lie down on the floor on the carpet and it's scratchy, right? I'm very curious. I like the people that are drinking. I like to listen to them get drunk.
I'm going to stop.
Like to look at them on video. Like to wear suspenders. 100 pairs. Smell like ass. Whoa.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yo, I was just wondering if Rosie O'Donnell would leave a slug trail on my face.
Well,
we'll ask her.
Well, why are you asking us this, sir? We can't help you with that.
Oh, no. Hello, Don and Mike show.
An army of slugs.
Hey, why are you guys giving her crap? Just because she shot him in the neck with a jugular dart.
You're crazy.
Yeah. You're crazy. I like you. I like you.
I'm going to stop.
All right, we get old school jokes.
David Hasselhoff says it can stop a rhino at...
Thank you, my friend. Oh, okay, movies.
Yeah.
Big dilemma today.
Okay, what?
Gal's out of town. I miss
that.
Her. I know nothing wrong with that. I miss her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting up and I'm reading nothing but awful reviews for Spider-Man 3.
Unanimous.
And what it is, it's my worst nightmare come true. I didn't think this would be possible from Sam Raimi, that what he's done is he's Tim Burtonized it. According to these reviews, he's
made it like Batman.
Well, he's showing us the very dark side of Peter Parker, and a lot of it is the... Now we're going to talk about him like he's a real guy.
Oh, yeah. Peter Parkerman.
That's right, the Jewish Spider-Man.
You speak about Peter Parker.
Peter Parkerman.
Yes, Peter Parker.
So anyway, I'm reading all these reviews, both in newspapers and online, and even like the dopes on TV are all saying, yeah, this... It's bad. It's not like the other ones. So I'm dying to see it because I had been convinced that the third one was going to be an outstanding end to this part of the Spider-Man trilogy.
Right.
My girlfriend is out of town until Sunday. I've got from the Ritz Bits Crackers my free passes.
I thought you were planning on going to the cinema with her on Sunday when she came back from...
This is my dilemma. Oh. I thought I'd open the paper today. I didn't go. Yeah. I thought I would open the paper today and I would see nothing but, you know, this is as good as the other one. It's the blockbuster. And I go, okay,
right.
Great. Well, now because it's bad,
yeah.
And it's like, I've got to see how bad it is.
Right.
And now I'm thinking, should I be angry about this on behalf of all Spider-Man aficionados who like it the way that it was.
Well, where does this play into the girlfriend? I mean, do you still want to go see it with her, or do you feel that there's now some urgency?
That's what I'm saying. I feel the urgency when I got up this morning.
Rationalizing, are you?
No.
You're not rationalizing that you just want to go see it.
No.
How eager do you think she is to see the movie?
She's eager to see it because I'm eager to see it.
Right. So if you've already seen it, she'll be less eager?
Nah, she got the free tickets from the Ritz Crackers and everything. So
she'll be disappointed. She'll be crushed if you go to see it before.
Yeah, I didn't go see it.
Would you go twice?
I did. Buzz.
Especially if you don't hate it.
Let me ask you something.
All right.
First time that you make love to a woman.
Uh-huh.
There's only that first time is only the first time.
The only first time.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then you can discuss and, you know, talk about what you liked, what you didn't like. In the event that you... you know, you go see it without her. You're not enough of an actor where you're going to be able to fake that and talk to her about it. It'll bore you. The conversation will bore you because she might rehash the same things. You have to go see it with her.
Yes, I know, and I have to wait till Sunday now, and it's killing me now because...
But if it was good reviews, it would not have killed you.
No, it would not. It would have just made it like Christmas almost.
Right. So you guaranteed good time, like your Sunday trip to the movies would be fantastic.
I'm going to let every other schmuck in his Spider-Man suit go see it, and I'm going to go to a show on Sunday, and it's going to be great.
Why don't you go to another movie by yourself? Why don't you go see Disturbia?
Well, I don't want to go to the movies. I just want to go see Spider-Man.
All right. Well, then you have to wait for her because she'll be disappointed. You'll be disappointed in yourself.
I haven't gone.
For you. But it's been difficult, hasn't it?
Buzz. It's been a tug of war inside.
God, I admire your willpower.
Yeah, thank you. First name Will, last name Power, Mike.
Willpower. But you'll still have a good time.
Got it.
Even if you want to, you know, rip it apart when you're done, you'll still have a very good time.
And it's a good thing because today was the day that I finally had it out with D.A.R. Constitution Hall. Right here in River City, right here in Washington, D.C.
You're fighting the Daughters of the American Revolution?
Well, I'm fighting, and I lost. Oh. I lost my battle.
Oh, sure.
Are they showing the movie?
You don't mess with the
D.A.R. No, this is something I've mentioned to Mike, I think, in passing a couple of times off the air. Uh-huh. It's something very queer from back around Christmas time. Janet really gets into the whole Christmas thing. She lives for it, and she had mentioned... like when I first met her, she's one of these women that has like 1,000 Santa Clauses everywhere, little snowmen everywhere, like lives for Christmas. She said, I know it's jive, but oh, I love Andy Williams. I love the Andy Williams Christmas show. Okay.
Who does?
That's your thing.
Right, so.
Who doesn't like the guy to come out in a V-neck sweater and sing the carols?
He is great.
So, you know, like, I never mentioned this on the air. I'm bringing this up now for a specific reason, but like when you were asking me last week, you know, everybody's wondering why would such a wonderful woman be with a schmuck like me.
Yeah, right.
So I do stuff. I do caca.
Do
stuff that I don't mention. Like I went and I bought tickets for Andy Williams, real good seats. You know, I'd rather go have all of my teeth taken out with a pair of pliers than sit through goddamn Andy Williams. But she wants to go, and I...
Especially, it's like, what is it? Is Andy Williams 90 now?
I don't know. And it was supposed to be perfect because it was the last stop on his, I'll use this word loosely, tour.
Oh.
His holiday tour.
And it was on December 23rd.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was like right before Christmas. So it was a real good, like, Christmas surprise where I said, hey, Jan, put on one of your, you know, Santa Claus outfits.
Sweater. You know, Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
Even if it's 70 degrees, bundle up. We're going to DAR.
We're going downtown. We're going to take you to the show. So here's the problem. Andy Williams, besides being an old fart.
80.
Yeah.
Is he really 80?
80. Right on the money.
Comes out, and now this is his Christmas show, and there are Christmas decorations on stage, and it's 2 days until Christmas. He does a medley of four Christmas songs.
Okay.
And then he says, hey, that's great, isn't it? Christmas is wonderful. You know, I've got a brand new CD coming out where I sing some of my favorite rock songs from the last 30 years. I hope you'll enjoy them now. Here's a little thing by The Police called Every Breath You Take. And then Andy Williams starts singing Every Breath You Take. And then he says, how many of you are familiar with Christopher Cross? Had a song called Ride Like the Wind. I'd like to do my interpretation. So we're sitting there going, where's the Christmas?
What?
He just cheated us.
Right?
This isn't fair.
I sat there for the entire first half of his show.
Right.
Almost an hour, and he counted. He did 12 songs that had nothing to do with Christmas.
He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodle sleigh.
And he only did parts of the songs that my girlfriend, I guess every other person with an oxygen tank, was there to see.
Sure.
So we waited at halftime, went out, got a drink,
mm-hmm.
went back in, and when the second half started, he came out, and he went right into... How many of you are familiar with jazz artist Dave Koz?
Wow.
It was like everybody...
So there's no Christmas music?
No. We left.
Sure.
We left. Wasn't my choice. Sure. Janet was pissed.
Sure.
And she said, when he started talking about his relationship with jazz musician Dave Koz...
Right.
At his goddamn Christmas concert...
That was enough.
He was supposed to... Chestnuts roasting. Right.
It was supposed to be all Christmas.
Wow. Like, did he do this?
He did 30 seconds of this in his little montage
medley.
Wonderful time of the year.
Turn that on. That's so dated. It's awful. But it's not what my girlfriend wanted.
Well, not 30 seconds of it.
So we left. She was mad.
That sucks.
She was mad. I was golden. I was so golden, please.
Because how long did you stay?
I'd stay for the whole first half, which was an hour. Then it was like a 15-minute intermission. Then we left right when we figured out he wasn't going to sing his dumb Christmas songs. But I was so golden because she was saying, God, you're the greatest. You got that for me. And we went and saw him. And what a jip. Man, God, he pisses me off. And I got so mad, I called DAR Constitution Hall. And I have been fighting with them for a refund for almost 5 months now.
Good for you.
And they finally got back to me today and told me, go scratch.
I'm surprised. Go to hell.
They said,
Merry Christmas.
They said, seriously, the guy on the phone said, did he come out wearing his red velvet suit?
Oh, no.
And I said,
pants included?
Yeah. And I said, yes. He said, did he sing, it's the most wonderful time of the year? Did he sing, deck the halls, whatever?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, 30 seconds of it. He said, no refunds.
Right. Wow. Just that plain and...
no refunds.
That's pretty funny that you've been bantering this about for about 5 months.
Now, at that point, what are you going to do? Say, listen, Buster, F. Andy Williams, because I got a radio show. I'm going to make sure he doesn't sell one more record in his goddamn life.
That's right. Well, sir, you did go eat most of the breakfast. And even though it's 100% guaranteed... Did this theater goer threaten you with violence?
The reason that it went 5 months is that I kept getting passed from person to person in voicemail because
they can't just deal with it when somebody should deal with it right away.
Well, no one wanted to believe the fact that I had a complaint about an Andy goddamn Williams concert.
Sure, right.
And then
how much were the tickets?
Hello, $92.
Oh, my God.
$92 each.
Wow.
$92 each.
Whoa, and the place was packed?
Yeah, and we were not even down on the floor. We were in a box up to the left.
Whoa.
Right.
Whoa, ho, ho.
I would write Andy Williams.
So every person that I've talked to thus far until today when I got to final, Mr. Daughter of the American Revolution himself, who told me to go scratch.
That's the guy with the powdered wig.
We find it hard. I've heard everything from, we found it hard to believe that you have a complaint about Andy Williams, to, well, it's the Christmas spirit.
Hello, this is George Washington. No, I'm sorry, sir. We can't refund you tickets. If you'd like to come down and talk further about it, I'd be more than happy to help you. I can transfer you. I can transfer you down to the cherry tree.
I never thought that old fart would ever make me so... damn mad.
So mad that you demanded your money back.
Well, it became a point of principle. As I argued to many people, I said, I was, my mistake for, as always, laying my entire soul out to these schmucks and saying, when this began, it was a real tale from my soul about, you know, I really didn't want to go see Andy Williams, and I'm doing this for my girlfriend, and it's Christmas Eve, and she was upset. And now it's just like, hey, listen, did he do Happy Holidays? Not when we were there.
Wow.
You know, and now it's down to the point where every conversation, like, listen, okay, this old fart said it's a Christmas show.
Did you use that word?
Yes. And I said,
see, now that you're not going to negotiate successfully doing that.
It didn't say anywhere that he's going to be singing Every Breath You Take by the Police.
Right, right.
That he's going to be singing What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers.
I expected this old fart to sing holiday classics. Do you understand? This was not the best Christmas show I've ever seen.
And at one point when he was, God, it was like an awful, awful nightmare, the show. He's taking questions from the audience.
Was the stage decorated at least?
Yes.
Did he have a big orchestra?
Yes, he did.
Did he have any dancers in back of him?
Yes, he did. And they all had on Santa Claus hats and everything.
Oh, were there any POAs in the dancing crew, or were they all old like him?
No. Semi-hags.
Not that kind of show, you know.
No. Semi-hags.
He didn't come out in like a cone bra or anything, did he?
No, but at one point, when he came out, he had a red velvet top. And pants, a matching suit, that's what you call it, a suit. And he had the tinted glasses, his sunglasses, indoor sunglasses, that were the same color. And when he was talking with people in the audience, and he was saying how he made this album because people don't realize how good music still can be. And he says, and what's the deal with this whole thing with who just won the Grammy or the Oscar for the song about It's Good to Be a Pimp?
Right.
It's
hard out there to be a pimp.
Right. What's that movie?
I don't remember.
I didn't see it.
No, no one here knows.
I wasn't asking you, Robbie. Don't worry.
We've all forgotten. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember the song.
Hustle and Flow?
That's it. That is it.
Hustle and Flow.
That is
okay,
it.
So, anyway, he says, what he's saying is, isn't it sad, the state of our music, that the song that wins for Best Song of the Year is Hard to Be a Pimp? Right. And I turned to Janet and I said, he's saying this, and he's dressed like a goddamn pimp.
Hustle and Flow, the story of the American women's track team, all competing during that special time. Hustle and Flow.
Now, you say he's in a red velvet pants, red velvet jacket, and red sunglasses?
Yes.
That, to me, doesn't suggest Christmas as much as it does Satan. I mean, did he look a little like Satan up
no,
there?
No, he looked like George Burns in the old God movie.
Yeah, when he was Satan, right?
Right.
And Andy Williams also, I have seen him on Jerry Lewis telethons. He has not ignored the plastic surgeon, so he probably looks real shiny.
And, of course, does he still have that young voice?
Yeah.
But now it's probably like this.
Yeah, he's the king of Branson.
Let me just call Miguel real fast. I don't even know if she knows I've been fighting this battle.
She should. She needs to know.
Hello?
She's wrapping Christmas presents.
Hello there, sweetie.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, I have, you won't care about this, but I have sad news to report. But I have not been able to get a refund. It's finally come down for that Andy Williams debacle. They will not give me the money back for those tickets.
Well, you know what I have to say about that?
What, sweetie?
We go to Branson and we storm the stage.
There you go. Branson, yeah. That's where
right.
He lives.
Now, explain. I think I have tried to explain. He was a total jip that night, right? This old fraud,
Yeah, I mean, I cried when he came. I was so excited because I'm like trying to figure out what song is he going to sing, and he sang my favorite of all Christmas songs, and I was so excited and so happy. I literally burst into tears, and they were tears of joy, but then by the third song, I felt like I had just...
I know what it was.
You felt cheated.
I felt used.
Yeah. Was it when he...
felt conned.
I assume he was...
When he came out and he was doing like his nightclub act, uh-huh. I really never cheated. I'm just like, where's the Christmas music?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, we did get to hear Every Breath You Take.
And Janet, that's a day club act now. Yeah. I don't think that's a nightclub act anymore. That's a day club act.
Oh.
Well, sweetie, it's been almost 6 months. It's been 5 months. And they firmly told me today, no refunds. I've gone to the highest level.
Told you to pound sand.
They really told me in terms of, that you and I would recognize.
In a nice D-A-R way, though.
Yeah.
Can't spell D-A-R without D-A.
So anyway, I fought the law and did not win. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right.
All right. See you later.
Well, I'm glad that wasn't my only Christmas present.
Nope. And I did not go see Spider-Man today. I did not go.
Well, I'm coming back early. early on Sunday so we can see it.
I know. Have you told her about
it? And
the
I even am foregoing seeing it with family so that we can see it together.
Good. I'm glad that I made the right choice. Okay. Good.
Yeah,
go.
Well, thank you. That was nice.
All right, sweetie. I'll see you later. So,
okay.
You
know. All right, hold down the fort.
Okay, I guess we're going to have to move on without getting that money back.
Okay.
Those tickets were goddamn expensive. Do you remember they're like $100 each?
Yes. And had I known that they were going to be that expensive, I wouldn't have allowed you to do it. But it was a nice surprise. It was a very, very nice thing that you did.
Screw Andy Williams.
Right. And Andy Williams is a man whore.
There you go. You said it.
Andy Williams is a man whore. This is one controversial broadcast.
The only thing that is worse that I can think of, like, the people that I've, like, admired, and that's not the right word to use, but entertainers who I've just, like, I love these people. When I found out, you're just disappointed and crushed, and you have this empty feeling, that was one of them. The other one was when I found out about Richard Chamberlain, and I would just never...
Okay, all right, now we're getting into blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
land.
Is
Terry Como still alive? Maybe we could go down and kick him in the shins.
The only reason that I really put Janet on the air is that maybe now the people at DAR will see how very hurt this woman was and will think about giving me back my $184 plus the $15 service charge on each ticket.
We could try one more time, and I can make the phone call.
No, I've handled
it. And see?
And cry.
No, it's done. So anyway,
okay.
I'll see you later. Bye, then.
All right, you're not like, okay, so no playing with the mice tonight.
Okay, come on. Bye, see you later.
Okay, all right, bye then.
Bye then.
All right. Well, we're done mopping up Andy Williams. Oh. Who else can we move on to? Do you think that perhaps Paul Anka is available to take him on a little bit? Or
Mike, I'm going to bite the bullet here. If this was Rob, I would be saying move into this century. But it is, at this point, a matter of the fact that I wanted my money back.
You did this out of the goodness of your heart. You did not desire to see Andy Williams. You did this for her because she liked the Christmas song.
I want the goddamn money back.
He didn't give you what you were looking for.
Give me my money back, old man.
Right. Is there anybody else doing a Christmas show now?
Gimme, gimme. I need.
I know who does a Christmas show every year.
Who?
Wayne Newton.
Shut up.
Whole month of December.
Everybody shut up. And the good news is all of those mice that are in my house, they're dead. They came out today. The mice guys.
Exterminators.
They came out and they got all of the little caskets that they had laid all over the house.
Is that do they set the kind of traps where they crawl in and eat the stuff and die inside the trap?
Yes, they do.
Those are the little. Those are no fuss, no muss.
So this guy went around the house and came out today with maybe
tons of mice.
12 little mice caskets.
Wow.
They're doing my little dance.
Well, did you know that they? I mean, was it a guarantee that there were dead mice inside of them?
I did, when he opened them up and showed me each one.
You can open them up.
Because I asked.
I always thought they had like little doorways in and they were little plastic things and you couldn't.
Well, they are.
You couldn't pop open the top. I didn't know you could pop the top.
They're like little things you could
pop a top.
You could smuggle foreigners in with. Right. It's almost like one of those things when they open up a back of a truck on a TV show and it's like 8,000 Mexicans come pouring out.
Do they go in there and their feet stick to the mice, the mice's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
feet stick, so that's how they die. They really just. Like starved to death,
and it's a relatively small hole.
Right, yeah. This
What about the vagina?
It's a small hole that they crawl through,
and they crawl in, then they can't get out.
Yeah, it's that whole thing. Once they get in, they can't get out.
Right.
And I was fascinated because I had mentioned to the guy. I said, I talked about this on the radio, and I said it was my understanding these things were just going to like disintegrate and go away forever. He said, oh yeah, they will eventually if we didn't come and clean out the box.
Yeah, then you got your mouse dander, which is difficult to deal with. I know they kill them that way, and they're very efficient, but I miss the old traps, the traditional snap-the-neck mouse trap, that you can have fun with, and that if you screw up when you're setting the trap, you can break a finger.
These mice were too smart for that. They were taking the peanut butter those.
I think they've all developed some sort of an immunity to it.
My father had just finished building a house, and he had set those traps because he was having mice trouble. And it was very quiet, and one night we heard one of them go. It was great.
Whack. Did you find the evidence the next day?
Oh, we both got out of bed and went and checked. Because it was loud.
Oh, so you probably got to it when it was still twitching.
Hey, guys. It's time for an embarrassing moment.
Embarrassing moment.
Let's welcome now on our request line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who is this, please?
This is John's mother.
This is John Norman's mother?
Yes, sir.
How may we serve you, ma'am?
Hello, Mrs. Norman. How are you?
Your son is doing a better than adequate job. We're very pleased with him.
I know. And when I called in, I said I needed to talk to someone about the best producer this program has ever had.
He did a great job. He is the he did a great job yesterday.
Where's Beth Ann?
I'm calling because I wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, that's very nice.
Oh.
Don't you have his phone number, ma'am?
Do I have his phone number?
Yes.
His personal line.
His cell.
We'll
give you the number. Hold on, please.
She wanted to do it publicly.
We'll give you the number.
She wanted people to know.
John, give your mother your phone number so she can call you.
Thanks. You kept it from her until now. How old is John Norman today?
Mike, here's the point. Who cares? When you have to stoop to the point of having your mom sit on a request line and have Joe put on the screen, John's mom...
Did you know anything about this?
Yeah. John's mom... 3!
Uh-huh.
Will you please wish him a happy birthday?
That's wonderful. Is your mom local, Johnny?
No, she lives in Houston.
She lives in Houston.
Long distance, then.
Well, give her your phone number.
Right, let me give
the Houston. That's wonderful.
How old are you today, Johnny?
39. 39 and holding.
Going back to Houston.
Houston.
I'm going to stop. I'll be fine.
John?
Hold on a sec.
Are you still talking to her? Still talking to her?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Continue, please.
Oh, okay.
On company time?
Now they're listening to me talk. Yeah, let me make it easier for you. I'll bring the microphone over here. There you go.
Hard to get off the phone with your mom.
There's the breathing.
Yes, I'm having a fine day. Thank you. All of a sudden, I feel like I'm 10.
Everybody.
And all my friends are standing around laughing at me.
Be quiet. Talk to your mother, John.
Yeah, well, thank you. All right, Mom, let me...
It was like having your mommy come into fifth grade to announce to the class it's your birthday.
He's a little embarrassed.
What do you want, a tray of goddamn brownies? Fine. A big pussy?
Actually, he does.
Do your job. Happy birthday. Do your job.
I'm doing my job.
Happy birthday. You are doing your job, John.
You are.
Little early in the day for her to be drinking, isn't it, John?
She's going to stop.
Sure she is.
What are you doing, Mike?
Getting out a present.
Oh, you get John a present.
Yep, that is nice.
You want me to go get some change?
John. Johnny.
John, front and center.
Come on over here.
What are you getting, $20?
Come on over here. I think it's 25. Come on. There he is.
Happy birthday.
Hey, next year there'll be a card with that.
Homemade.
One American dollar. I feel rich.
All right,
thank
very
you,
good.
Sir.
That's low, incidentally. Parking your mom on the request line. Parking your mom there so you can get your birthday message.
I was listening to the show. I had no idea.
At least the former producer hoarded out right up front.
I'm out now. I got no cash. You spot me 20?
I don't have any money.
20? No, take it. That's your gift.
Thank you.
I had to give Carla some money. She's going gambling this weekend.
Oh.
Really?
Going gambling with her grandmother. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you ruined my joke as soon as you said grandmother. Give her some money. Go get an abortion.
Oh, stop. What a horrible thing to say.
Just thinking about your sexual prowess, my lord.
Yes, my potency.
Virile.
My potency.
That's all, my lord.
It's a horrible thing to say. I'm throwing something at you. Oh, I missed. I missed. Doing a little gambling, floated her a little cash to do some gambling.
No, see, that's what you would do back in the day.
She's going to the place I don't like to gamble.
If something happened, the girl would leave for a while, and you would give her money. Where's she going?
Charlestown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the table games.
Yeah. Me too.
I like the table games.
Gambling's no good if you can't gamble.
But we both will be gambling tomorrow. It's that season. It's money golf, Don. It's money golf season, baby.
Now, what is that thing you're doing?
Playing a little Nassau tomorrow.
And I've already asked Mike about this off the air. This is where you bet money on every single hole.
Yeah, we don't actually formalize the bet until we get there. But this is enough money on the line where you can get really pissed if you lose, and you can lose right up to the last second, last hole, last two holes. You can really get screwed. So it's fun.
Can you bail out at any point if you're losing too much?
You got to go all the way.
You got to go. Okay. You can up the bet. Uh-huh. You can double the bet.
Oh,
you can press.
You can press, you can press, you can press.
Uh-huh. Whammy.
Right. Not that kind of press.
Press your luck. Peter Zamarkin.
Peter Zamarkin.
The late Peter Zamarkin.
Press your luck. But it's, you know, it's going to be fun. I'm ready. I'm prepared. I've done my homework. I'm ready. The game is in shape.
I thought he stopped.
Hey, Carla, I do not.
I'm going to stop. I'll be fine.
That's the only thing that might cause a little performance problem.
So you're playing in this important golf thing tomorrow where you're playing for money.
Yes.
Which, incidentally, I think I should point out
is illegal.
Illegal.
Yeah, well, prove it. Prove that we're playing for money.
Hello, illegal.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
I'm going to call a squad car, Mike.
Pew, pew. They go running across the fairway. They go tooling across the fairway with the time mud flapping up there.
One Adam 12. One Adam 12.
Get down on the ground. Put your hands behind your back.
No, what the hell? Go ahead, drink. Were you saying you're not going to drink?
No.
It might affect your performance tomorrow.
I have to manage it tonight. Right.
How many doctors do we know who go out and get hammered the night before they do really, really crafty surgery?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a different thing.
For money.
It's a totally different thing.
How many pilots have we gotten drunk with right before we get on the airplane?
Oh, isn't that fun? That is so much fun, especially when they let us fly. Right, you know, you walk right up there, you know, they've got the wine in the cockpit.
That's nice.
It's fantastic. And of course, they have to put it in the little coffee cups, you know, in case everybody walks in.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
That's why they freaked out. All Don and I did was walk in with an open bottle, you know. Hey, you want some Merlot?
But it was one of those big, gigantic prop bottles of champagne.
Oversized.
Time out. For goodness sakes, calls. We have a lot to get to.
For heaven's sake.
And Robert the Mailman today.
Oh, good.
I really want to promote his segment on the show today. I know there's a lot of love and hate for Robert the Mailman.
Both.
When he comes on today, we will not be discussing his trip to Thailand.
No.
We will not be discussing the suits he got in Thailand. It is a totally different topic today.
Wow. Yeah, whoopee.
And, you'll like it.
I know I will.
Involving his job.
I just like to give him a hard time, baby.
He's got a real-life dispute with some guy on his mail route.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That surprises me. He's not the argumentative type.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike.
Due to a recent incident involving Phyllis, a man, a map, and his penis, I think you know what I'm referring to. Michael has authorized me to form an emergency anti-flashing task force.
Question. Won't that interfere with your other task forces?
Answer. No, because this is being given priority one. Pam, you can draw, kind of. Why don't you work with Phyllis on drawing a picture of the exposure that I can post around the community?
Phyllis,
sorry. Get penises on the brain.
The Don and Mike Show. Like a backwards brain fart.
Uh-huh.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see what's going on here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Lord, my lady.
Hi there.
Thank God for The Office, My Name is Earl, and The Belcher. Not necessarily in that order.
Well, they were all good shows last night. Our friend Greg Garcia sent a note, especially for Mike. Did you watch My Name is Earl last night?
Yes, I did.
It was
it was fantastic.
What was it about, Mike?
You know, the Red Sox and the A's.
And did you cry?
It's about
Mike.
I'm going to stop.
It was a great, great battle. That ended up with the Red Sox coming from behind.
I'll be fine.
It was.
He had all the guys from that movie that made you cry, Rudy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Like all the characters?
Yeah. That was in the email that we read yesterday.
Well, you read it to me. I mean, it said, if you like the movie Rudy, I didn't know that all the characters were going to be in it.
Well, that was like his hint. It's about Rudy.
And you know what? I'll watch it this weekend on TiVo because I've got a TiVo.
Oh, okay. Good. Not? No. You can get it from iTunes.
And that'll happen too, bud.
I know.
You might download so many videos from iTunes.
Uh-huh. I have Fergalicious. And I have Gwen Stefani.
Uh-huh.
You don't have no TV shows, though, do you?
Woo-hoo. And I have a Madonna video that I and I have Thriller.
Homo.
I downloaded that.
I wouldn't be hanging that out as my resume, as my iPod resume, my video iPod resume.
Yeah, you know, say what you will about Michael Jackson, the Thriller video,
Kid Toucher.
In its day and today, it still holds up as one of the great music videos of all time.
And it looks great on that little iPod screen.
I watch all of my programming on that little screen because the resolution is so great. I just bought the Elvis Celine Dion video.
He just had to say that, didn't he?
It's the number one download.
Get out of here.
It's so important.
You know.
You knew I was your back.
You know what I'll do, though? I'll buy the box set of DVD.
Stop it. It was a good episode last night of Earl, also of The Office.
The Office was fantastic. So bad.
Everybody's telling me about TV today. Buzz comes in and says, did you hear about Grissom? He might be the miniature killer. And I said, I didn't see it.
And Buzz like put his hand over his face. Oh no, I've ruined it for him.
That's for me.
I don't know. I get all my TV with Idol and 24.
All right. Well, for some of us, Mike, it's our life.
That's right. I know. But as I told Buzz, and I said this very clear, I said, Buzz, this is a time of the year where my TV viewing kind of slacks because of the fact that I'm really, if there is a Nesson game on New England Sports Network, the Red Sox are playing, I'm watching that. That's what I like.
Sure. Yeah, I liked it all last night. I was thinking about buying that fight tomorrow night. I know you
I am had, too. What time are they going to go at it? What time will that fight? Because there's a lot. Do you realize in this area, everything's going on tomorrow?
Right.
Everything's going on tomorrow. Every festival, every horse race,
right.
Around here in Washington, D.C., we've got a thing called the Gold Cup. It's Cinco de Mayo. There are these festivals going on. Everybody's having parties. It's like May 5th. Everybody decided to do everything.
I'm doing nothing. I mean,
you play that for yourself, Tim. You should play the laugh for yourself. But it really, I was listening today on the news. They've got that horrible thing that I railed against when I lived in Annapolis, the Bay Bridge Walk, which is Sunday. For anybody driving down to the beach, that makes it a complete CF.
Right.
And then they've got something going on in your stomping grounds, Ocean City, something like Spring Fest. It's a big thing in Ocean
Apple
City.
Apple Blossom Festival.
The Apple Blossom Festival is in Winchester.
These are all things that are miles, hours away from where we live, though.
I'm sorry they couldn't arrange to have any of them in your backyard.
No, what I mean, though, is that the thing in Ocean City is 3 hours away.
Yes, of course.
The thing in Winchester is an hour away.
Right, exactly. And then you get closer in, and you have the Gold Cup, which is a big party thing that goes on out there, you know, with people watching horse races.
And isn't that primarily... Is that like a thing for rich snobs to go to?
No, God, no. It used to be.
The Gold Cup?
Long time ago it used to be. No.
So what is it now? Is it like a mosh pit?
It's a mosh pit where you dress up a lot. It's a very big party day out there.
It's like the infield at Pimlico now.
Yeah, only, and really, I know people that have gone for years.
Yes.
And literally do not even watch a horse race.
So this is why you can't watch TV?
Huh?
This is why you can't watch TV?
Oh, I wasn't saying that.
No,
I was talking about the fight. You know, the fight tomorrow night because there's stuff going on tomorrow night. I was curious when they're going to go head to head. You know, I didn't because those fights can start at 11 o'clock and then
midnight a lot of times.
Yeah, midnight,
right?
And then you know
they're fighting in Vegas, correct?
I think it's Vegas.
Yeah. Well, then it's got to be like a 9 o'clock the local Las Vegas time, like a 9 o'clock punch off.
I really want to see that fight.
Punch off.
Punch off.
Hi there.
You said to me earlier in the week you weren't interested when I asked you about it.
Yeah, I know. But I brought it up on the air because I was thinking about it. I mean, I'm starting slowly to just buy into the hype a little bit.
It might be a great fight.
Might this be the fight that really makes you get interested in boxing again?
Well, I hope so.
I mean, if these two guys go out and just beat the hell out of each other,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be so upset. Because like last night, for instance, I know no one in this room shares my passion for this. This game last night, I was up until 1 o'clock in the morning watching the Golden State Warriors defeat Dallas. It's just round one of a playoff game.
Wasn't it great?
Shut up, fag. It was like, I put it seriously, in my like top five sports moments ever. Maybe I'm making too much out of it.
Well, it went down to the absolute wire. You loved the game.
It was more exciting to me than when the Bulls were winning all the time because... The Bulls winning was just, there's Michael Jordan being fantastic like he always is.
Right.
This was just, and it was more than David beating Goliath. It was, who's everything? That big dope Dirk Nowitzki and Herman Munster, Mark Cuban on the sidelines.
Well, no matter what your sports inclination is on this particular weekend, you have the hockey playoffs, the basketball playoffs. You have the Mayweather De La Hoya fight. You have the biggest race in the history of horse racing this weekend.
Oh, right.
You got a lot going on. You got the Kentucky Derby. Right. And, of course, the Kentucky Derby will be even more special because the queen will be there. I hope that no one vomits on her.
Your favorite announcer will be at the Derby, too.
Tom Hammond.
Oh, my
NBC's
God.
NBC's Tom Hammond.
This guy on NBC is the biggest puker in the world. Everything is it's a beautiful day in Louisville. Have a mint julep. I'm Tom Hammond. It's the Pagel Stray. The jockey silks. Sea biscuit. Miss you, Barbaro. I'm Tom Hammond.
A mild Kentucky home.
The state's on.
Yes, gather round, have a mint julep, and enjoy the race.
Right. You know, I've already exploited one member of my family today, but I bet if I called Big Frida, she would have a pick for the race.
You know what? I haven't even thought about the race, and I'd love to bet on her recommendation.
I know old people love the Kentucky Derby.
I was unaware of this. Is this a senior heavy sporting event?
If you've ever met anybody, and you know, your mom's, I bet if you called your mom probably is very interested in the Kentucky Derby.
Uh-huh. Well, she's flying to Florida this weekend with my sister.
I'm not saying literally call her now.
Like, she would know?
Speak to her at some point over the weekend.
I guarantee I'll try to call her this weekend and find out if she has it. She's probably aware of it. She's probably aware of it. We'll call Big Frida in the meantime. And
I'd love to, because I'd like to make anything more interesting by
having
a favorite.
She always has a big get-together.
It'd be great if she has a tip for money. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. It's that weekend. Everybody's doing stuff. Right.
Very good.
Hello.
Hey, Mom. How you doing?
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Doing great. Oh, boy, it's a bad connection we got here. Real quickly, you're on the air. I hope that's okay with you.
Oh, sure.
Do you have a pick in the Kentucky Derby?
Pardon?
Do you have a pick in the Kentucky Derby?
You know, honey, this connection is bad again. Say it one more time.
Do you have a pick in the Kentucky Derby, a horse that you like in the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, yes. Why didn't that come right through?
Who do you like?
I just pick a number out of the air. So it was five, which is really...
Oh, my God, which is the name I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
I'm a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah.
What a great... Oh, of course, how do you not bet on that one?
It's 50-1. That's how you don't bet on
it. Oh, my God, 50-1.
But if you won.
Why is it you love the Kentucky Derby so much?
I don't know. Maybe because I like mint juleps. Would that do?
There it is. Uh-huh. That's good. And what's going to make, Big Frida, what's going to make this Kentucky Derby more special this year?
I don't know that anything's going to make a difference because Les and I used to have a good time with it.
What were you looking for?
Well, the Queen of England's going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant for me, but she didn't invite me to come along.
She didn't invite you. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That bitch.
The Queen.
But do you have a number to pick without looking at the horse's name?
That's the word.
You can't look at the name.
You have to pick a number.
All right, Mom. We have a crazy spooky connection, so I gotta go. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Okay.
Thank you for the flowers. They're beautiful. They're so gorgeous. Can you imagine the door opening and there are beautiful tulips?
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Yeah,
I'll put them on your organ.
Thank you for your consistency.
Tulips on your organ. Okay, I'll see you later, Mom. Bye bye.
Bye
bye. Bye bye.
I get it.
You know, I was saying he won't do it then.
Sure.
And you do it. I see one that you might want to bet on, even though I'm a wild and crazy guy, is 50-1.
Who's
Would
that?
You like a 10-1 pick?
Sure.
Just a backup pick?
Sure.
Scat Daddy. Scat Daddy.
You know, I would say yes, except isn't it almost like Tony Soprano winning all that money and then going, hey, look, it's Meadow. I got to put everything on Meadow. Meadow.
Meadow.
Although Scat. Is Robert here?
What's that? He should be on his way. Has he stuck his head in yet, Robert?
Speaking of scatological matter, well, we'll break and come back and see if the scat man is here.
Good.
Scat man?
Oh, he's going to love that.
Bobby
That'll
Mail
get
Man.
Him all ramped up for his segment.
You mean RKA?
Yeah.
We found out his middle name today.
Oh, God.
It's
in his complaint letter.
Please write it down
to his
for
customer.
Me.
Oh, I think everyone should just stick around.
I'll just give you it's Robert K. Adams. And it's not like K, like K-A-Y, like every kiss begins with K.
Kermit?
That's exactly it, Mike. That's it.
Robert Kermit.
Kermit Mailman.
Hello, Robert Kermit.
Robert Kermit Adams.
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
Exactly. All right, so as soon as he gets his ass in here, we'll hear about his dispute with one of his with one of his patrons on his postal route. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show. And now, Larry King helps you do your thing. If you have a problem, a question, something been really bothering you, lay it on me. Let me take the burden, dear friend. Slip it off your shoulders and onto mine, because what the hell, I don't care anyway.
Why do you favor rape?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm going to stop. I'll be fine.
Tell me when to stop.
I'll be fine.
Tell me when to stop.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. I'll be fine.
With only their wits and their guns, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Big, 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 big and a big, big and a big, 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 big. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang.
I like sex. I need sex.
I like sex too.
Very sexy. I'm talking a lot of sex, a lot of steam, a lot of action.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
I'm going to stop.
Welcome back to the show.
Okay. Robert's here.
Oh, boy.
Robert the Mailman is here.
Oh, that boy.
And today he's not here to further our racial discussions.
He is not.
Although I should tell you that the snafu at this point in us doing our race show with Tom Joyner, all of the problems seem to be on the end of CBS broadcast.
Ah, of course they do. Imagine that.
Didn't want any of our listeners who heard us talk about that for the longest time think that we had dropped the ball on that.
Right. Yes.
Don't want to do it, but we're working it out with our company.
I was talking with our good friend Donnie Simpson even today about the wonderful CBS Columbia Broadcasting Corporation. Always fun. Fun.
I don't know if you read the great news. Westwood One is up for sale.
Really?
Let's all of us buy it.
Understand the market's down.
No.
The radio network market. That's funny.
Westwood One is up $1 a share today.
Ah, very good, because the news that they're up for sale.
It's up to like $6 a share.
Couldn't hurt. Good stuff.
Where is Robert, for God's sake? Before we start talking about the tailspin this company's in.
Is he wearing one of his Thailand suits?
Looks good.
Yes, here he is, everybody.
Look at that.
Robert the Negro.
Look at
Robert
that.
Robert the Mailman.
Sharp.
Bitches go crazy
for a sharp dress man.
God damn, you look good, Robert.
Wow.
Thank you. How you doing?
Doing great.
That's a cool suit. That's one of the Thailand suits?
Yeah.
You look great. Very nice.
Robert is here
very
today.
Nice.
Originally, we were going to talk about his trip to Thailand.
Was at the Miami.
Very eventful.
Oops, hold on a second. Let me take that out of the machine. We were going to talk about your trip to Thailand.
Right.
But as it turns out, he's got something entirely different.
Yes. Entirely different.
It is a complaint letter.
Yeah.
That was received by Robert.
2 weeks of bliss and I come back to this.
Oh, no.
Somebody on his regular route. And, Mike, why don't you read the complaint letter?
And your best British accent.
You want it in a British accent?
The Queen's English, if you please.
Hello, Postmaster. You need to inform your delivery person for my neighborhood that their running over trash cans is unacceptable. I personally watched your delivery person for today, April 2-3, run over not only my trash can, but my neighbor's. Clearly, this is a result of either laziness or incompetence and a not-caring attitude. You also need to be aware of the degraded, as in time-wise, unreliable service that we have experienced since your long-time previous employee retired about 1 year ago. Mm-hmm. We expected and anticipated a transition period, but this has become ridiculous. RE, delivery times, reliability, etc. cetera.
Et cetera.
And please be aware that we are not talking about a 15-minute, one-hour time difference. We are factually talking about 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 6 p.m. Yes, 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. delivery time.
You deliver the mail at 6 p.m.? Oh, hold on. Okay.
Let him finish, right, and then I will give my proper response.
Good. Your attention to this demonstrated, irresponsible, and unreliable service will be appreciated if, in fact, service is your product. Yes, I am not providing my name or address for obvious reasons.
Sure.
You can fax a reply to a number that you can clearly reverse look up. Your choice, Postmaster. But the important points are there is a degraded service problem that needs a remedy.
Thank you, Mike. Very
thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
So Robert took upon himself to reply to the customer. This is now, are you sure this got back to the customer?
Oh, I faxed it to him myself.
425.
And besides bringing it here, I sent it to two local newspapers.
To whom it may concern. I'll let you pick this up at a point here. I just want to read part of it.
All right.
Since you've written a formal complaint, and I was PDI'd on 425.07, I have the right to formally respond to your accusations. You claim on 423.07, I ran over your neighbors and your trash cans. I completely deny this charge. I have in the past moved trash cans, blocking my access to street-mounted mailboxes. I have never run over someone's trash can.
Oh.
You spell check on this?
Nope. I was pissed.
However,
hey, read it like it says. I haven't proofread.
However, in the future, uh-huh, when there's an object blocking access to the mailboxes, there's a form I can use to bring back the mail and retain it at the post office until said object is removed. Mm-hmm. Problem solved. Your second accusation is the degrade in service, mm-hmm, since your last long-term carrier. You claim you received mail around 10 a.m., lie number one.
Ooh.
11:46 a.m. is the current office, leaving time en route, blank, since last inspection, and has been for several years.
Mm.
Two, you claim sometimes you get your mail at 2 p.m. Well, boo-hoo for you. Three, you claim you've gotten your mail delivered at 6 p.m., That is an outright lie that can be proven. Postal management has had a mandate of getting all carriers off the street by 1700 or 5 p.m. for you. Also, the post office has wisely placed scan points throughout route blank. I have to scan these points every day into a hand scanner, which is downloaded every day.
Wow, I didn't know that. There's a little knowledge.
Yeah.
McLean management can simply pull up route blank and get a printout of where and when I hit those points.
Oh.
Find the point closest to your home, they can tell someone like you within 15 minutes of the time you got mail on any particular day.
Oh.
Mail volume on route blank can get heavy, and being on the overtime list, I'm asked to carry other parts, bumps, of McLean almost every day. So outside of extreme circumstances, weather, day after holidays, or long bumps, and the fact that it's the beginning of the route, you never get mail at 6 p.m.
You are a goddamn liar. You are a coward. You are a racist.
Here we go.
You are an elitist.
Hold on. Now we're getting to the good part.
Oh.
After reading your letter several times and thinking about the words you used.
Lazy.
Laziness. Incompetence. Non-caring attitude. Irresponsible. Unreliable. Ridiculous. Very harsh words. I can already prove that several statements you've made are lies, and I contend that this letter has a prejudice and racist tone to it.
It does. I read it.
I have had one other unfounded complaint using the same words and tone. It was
swept under.
It's a sweep.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm black.
It was sweep under because it was overly racist.
Oh, overtly
racist.
See, you can't read.
I feel that you are.
That was right.
I feel that you are out of your so-called comfort zone. A carrier that looks like you sits there and chats with you about life, love, and when's that next barbecue. Sorry, the civil rights bill passed.
Wow.
Since I'm not a liar, L-I-E-R, or racist.
I corrected that ass.
Good.
and have no rocks to crawl under, I'll give you a little info about me. Name, Robert Kelly Adams. 41-year-old African-American.
That's right.
18-plus years in the USPS.
That's right.
All in McLean, Virginia.
You're pissing me off. I'm ready to fight.
I also work two other jobs as a contract security officer in the states of Virginia and Maryland for two other government agencies. I have a secret clearance for over 10 years and a top secret clearance for 4 years. I've had more background checks than you. I know my supervisors have to do the PR thing with people like you. As for me, I'll do the same thing I did for the other complainant. Nothing but make sure that the mail I place in everyone's mailbox belongs to that resident.
Mm-hmm.
That time thing is out of my hands. I was compelled.
Compelled.
Compelled. C-O-M-P-A-L-E-D.
Mistake.
Compelled. I was compelled to respond because I'm saddened.
Now, bitch.
Because I'm saddened, tired, and frustrated by racism, all in caps.
Wow. Thank all right, you. Number one question.
Thank you.
Pops right into my head.
Sure.
How'd you get the middle name Kelly?
No, not the
you
question.
You have such short-term memory. You know my name was Kelly because you made fun of me before. You said
I never remember that.
I don't even remember that.
You said about a year or two ago because you guys said my whole name on the air, and I said you said found out my name was Kelly.
We didn't dwell on it. I would have remembered it. We didn't spend a long time on it. Number one question.
Yeah, what?
He makes reference, or whoever this person makes reference,
the coward
to the person that retired. Was the person that retired white?
Yep.
Okay.
And had
the
a
only
black
question
son.
I have.
Has a black son.
Really?
The guy that retired is white, but he was married to a sister.
Okay.
So this kid.
So this does have
so
to do
I didn't have knew about that.
So, but do you think that that leads me to my next question? You see this person, do you think they see that now we have a black carrier, we're going
right.
to write a letter like
right.
this?
Right. And of
that's
course,
the way you're taking it.
There's a stereotype. I'm going to admit something to you guys. I've never noticed it, but I'm not self-aware. I don't know what I look like. Okay, I didn't know. I didn't realize.
You're black.
Dreamy.
No. I know what color I am.
Oh, good.
I've been reminded that since birth because my birth certificate has Negro on it.
Says
okay?
It.
But I didn't realize the size I am, what I look like.
Right.
And I've had several people say that I'm intimidating and that adds to the stereotype of the out of control black man.
Tough. All right, I'm going to ask you. I'm loaded with these questions for you.
Tons.
Because
right.
When you see people that do what you do, the letter carriers that are around the area.
Right.
You guys are, this is just my opinion, when you're doing your job, it's not exactly, you're not bouncing around being happy, peppy, peppy. You guys are pretty serious, just, I mean, not sullen, but it does come across as, you're not exactly beaming when you're delivering.
Some of carriers that have been there 30 years, they got like an hour route, they can go out there and, hi, how you doing, Mike? How you doing, Don?
Right.
They can do that.
Right.
Nine times out of ten, a guy like me, I'm on the overtime list. I have to do other people's work. We got sick leave, we got annual leave, we got invalids, we got mail volume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, merchandisers like rich white people. So you guys get a lot of magazines, advertisement, you know, Abercrombie and Fitch, whatever you get.
Yeah,
you
those only come to whites. You're right.
No, for real. Oh, you think that they don't blacklist certain areas? You think Southeast D.C.
Did you just, make a joke and not know it when you said blacklist?
Well,
is it?
You mean Don? You guys, McLean, especially McLean. Southeast doesn't get the mail that McLean gets.
Huh.
Okay,
you mean the people that send out the catalogs aren't going to target the poor areas of
they do not.
The minority areas.
Look, how many years have they been fighting for Macy's and PG County?
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Is that true?
There you go.
They got like 12 of them in Tyson's area alone.
Does the guy that you wrote this to, does he get a copy of this? Do you know?
I faxed him first.
Right.
Then I gave a copy to the post office.
Uh-huh.
Then I filed an official complaint with the post office.
All right, let me ask you something else. Personal contact with this guy. Have you seen this person?
I have no idea who it is, but I do not confront customers.
Right.
If you confront a customer.
No, I'm just saying before this, had you ever had any?
No. I had a customer complain about me who I've never met. She said I intimidate her. One of those Stepford Wives bitches. You know, she walks around with a fur coat on in the summertime,
right.
And she goes to the post office and says she's scared to talk to me because I intimidate her, but she admitted to the supervisor that she's never met me.
Well, that's crap.
You're scaring me.
No. You scare me.
Scaring me, Robert.
Well, maybe you're outside your comfort zone, too, when I come in here. I mean, I noticed I haven't heard Negro lately.
Yeah, but you see,
called you Robert De Negro as soon as you came.
I didn't hear it.
Well, I just said it right now, and you know that it's a play on Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, okay. Okay, what? Whatever you say.
But you don't
I don't know why you just didn't go to N-word, because it's the same thing.
Oh, hold on a second. What I don't want to go
down. Don't be PC with me. Be a colored man.
No, it is funny to call you Robert De Niro. You've liked that. Today you're coming in. You're uppity today. You're
uppity.
All...
Uppity!
Today, yeah. Today you're Mr.
I feel like I'm at a soup counter at Walmart in the 60s.
Suddenly today you're
getting kind of uppity.
Suddenly today you're Mr. Civil Rights. Suddenly today...
Mr. Civil Rights, I filed a lawsuit against the post office, pal. Don't try me, okay?
Hey, listen. I was told that we're doing a comedy show here and that you got to love
it. Hey, I came in to talk about Thailand and the great time I had. I didn't even think this was funny. You kind of blew it off last week. That's why I just emailed it today.
I didn't know about this till I got a call today.
Remember,
said, hey,
I told you that I had a complaint letter?
I don't
and,
even
and
know.
You, were like, well, you don't pay no attention to me.
I don't.
I came to talk about suits. I came to talk about the best bar on the planet.
Wow. Oh,
that, really? Where, as far as I can describe it on the new... post-IMUS world.
Right. In your job in the post office, you can write a letter back to a customer like this.
Of course not.
And, you're not supposed
to? No, of course not.
Well, I mean...
In my letter, you notice, I didn't blame the post office has no fault in this matter.
Right.
They have to do the PC thing. They have to go out and placate to
the Robert, here's a serious question. What does the post office think about you writing a letter to a guy, virtually saying, although you didn't say it, saying F you? It would be like, I can't imagine our boss is saying, if we got a complaint letter,
right.
Hey, it's okay to write a letter to that guy.
The only reason I wrote this letter, I understand that some people don't like black people, okay, and they got money. They're address racist.
Yeah, well, hold on. Wait a minute. Before you start with that, though, I read the letter, but I'm also saying you don't. I mean, if you didn't, that's why I asked about the previous carrier being white.
The previous carrier was white.
Right, so I asked that, but I asked that, and then at the same time, reading the letter, you know, I don't think there's anything. There's
lies.
But there's nothing. I don't think there's anything really in a court of law. You wouldn't be able to say this is overtly racist.
Mike. Okay, let me tell you this. Okay, and you want to get real? We'll get real. Okay.
Sure.
You see me? You have you have Don delivering your mail for 20 years. Okay. You talk to Don. You know his kids. He knows yours. You grown up with him and da da da. Okay. He leaves. Okay. Say you're in an area that there are not a lot of black people, okay? I come along, okay? I'm not a cheery, smiley, shuffling jive, how you doing boss type of brother, okay? I do my job. Only thing I'm concerned with is that the mail is correct, right. Okay? You might have a little attitude with me. You might have a little, I don't like this guy.
Hey, so if you're saying real, I'm going to give you a real answer.
Let me finish. Okay, you say I bump into your trash can or I move it, okay? You write a letter not only saying that I ran over your trash can, destroying property and your neighbors, which is an outright lie because that's what I'm saying. Okay, if you lie about that,
so you're saying
that's his first point is that I ran over.
You're saying that you think the racism comes out of it because they lied about this trash can.
I think the racism came out of after the comments that followed.
The words,
okay,
laziness and all that.
I hate the post office. I've been there 20 years. I can't wait to get out. Mm-hmm. But I pride myself in. I'm Cliff Clavin when it comes to correct mail in the correct mailbox.
Good for you.
But I really care about that. That's the only thing I care about.
But there's nothing in that.
Robert, hold on. A third party would look at this and say, in essence, they're saying, the mail guy's running over my trash cans.
Lie.
This is okay, but they're saying that.
Right.
It's either he's lazy,
come on,
incompetent,
man,
or doesn't care.
Isn't that isn't that kind of harsh to say? Okay,
I tell you what,
Don, if Rob called up, and we already know Rob don't like black people, and I delivered the mail on his route, which I used to, and he says...
That's true.
He doesn't complain about the other guy, the regular. He complains, he says, on a particular day, this guy did this, that, and the other.
Let me just say this. Who complains about anybody at the post office? We all know that they're just 1 second away from going Virginia Tech on us.
You're
so.
The one that you know used to say about
you
tipping, tipping
and
the letter
why do they do that?
Carriers.
Why do they go off?
Okay? Why do you think?
You want to know why?
Shout out to my mailman.
You want me to tell you why?
Chris, how you doing, buddy? He's
let me
my
tell
buddy.
You why?
Why?
Both sides are jerks. Post office managements are idiots.
I never see mine because my mail normally gets delivered about 6-7 o'clock at night.
That's a lie.
I was just kidding.
When he shows up.
I don't think there's anything in that letter that they sent that's overtly
the harshness
racist.
Of it, of course, it's not overtly racist, but the tone of it is racist. If you have a preconceived, stereotypical notion of a guy because you don't like him because of his color, and you say this, I'm wrong.
No, I think
you add all this laundry.
With all due respect, I think the stereotypical notion is in your own head.
There's. There's no racism.
I do. I think the way you're interpreting it is through the eyes of somebody. You're saying this person is doing this.
I've seen that type of language before.
You're saying this person.
I've heard that type of language before.
Robert. I could say the exact same thing about Joe. I could say, Joe, you're a screw-up. It's either you're lazy or incompetent.
Joe, it's not true for me. Okay? It might be true for Joe. He might be lazy and incompetent because man 41, he answers phones.
All right,
I'm 41. I'm a professional.
Okay, but
no offense to you, Joe.
And what I'm saying is I don't doubt for one second that the person was lying about the
right.
trash cans. I don't believe the person was right about everything you're saying because you're disputing it, and I believe you because I believe you're telling the truth about this. I also don't know if that was motivated purely out of racism.
I don't think there's any racism.
Everybody, every mailman in America makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
You forgive the ones if you like the guy. Okay, if there's a consistent problem,
if
you even
right.
hold on. Let me finish. You even talk to him before you call the office. This guy faxed the office with a laundry list of things that if you took on face value, I should be written up for. Okay, I take offense to that. I take pride in mail delivery. I don't care about what time you get your mail. I don't care if you like me because I'm black or you don't like me because I'm black. You don't like me because I play music. Or I got my hat to the side. I got glasses on. I don't give a F.
You just want to do the job.
I just want to do the job.
Right.
Okay, if he called him and said, on such and such day, Mr. Adams misdelivered such and such letter, I got to deal with that.
But here's why I asked you. Wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Here's the same reason I asked you the question. Had you had any personal contact with the person at all?
No. So this is the first
So they couldn't have said that's Robert Adams who didn't deliver
my mail. I've been a regular on that route for a year.
But
I'm the guy they're talking about. Okay, I was on vacation for 2 weeks, but and my replacement was black. My replacement guy was black. But that harshing of that letter, okay, I'm extra sensitive to that. Because in 20 years, I've heard stuff like that. I've walked into somebody's yard to carry mail. Here's the mail boy.
Hold on a second.
Or
make an executive call. Give me 1 second. You're going to like this. You got some spooge on the end of your mouth.
You got me pissed off. I didn't want to wear the teeth
today. I
didn't want to wear the damn teeth.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Make an executive decision here. We'll blow off Alice Cooper today.
Okay.
You're more important than Alice Cooper.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry about the spooge. I asked for water, but Rob...
We need a couple of waters in here.
It was John, like a 10-minute thing for his book, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's all we got.
Yeah.
Who wants to listen to a guy named Alex?
All right, hold on. Let's see. I love taking phone calls for you, Robert. I had no idea. Here's the thing. I thought it was like, here's how it was pitched to me. This guy sent Robert a letter for running over his trash cans, and Robert wrote the guy a letter back saying, F you. I said, great. Bring it on.
Well, it is that. It is definitely that. You know?
I came in here today. I heard you on the radio. I'm like, I'm so happy to talk about Thailand. Thailand was so much fun. I guess we'll do it a later date.
Well, it's only because I was sold on this other thing. And
you wanted to go real. I mean, you actually did blow it off last week, and that's why I didn't send it like Monday,
I don't even remember it.
Okay. Well, I'm not a memorable person.
All right, here's some calls for you.
Here we go. Let's handle this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
I doubt it.
Hi there.
My dad works for the post office, actually, and he's white. And I can vouch for everything that Robert's talking about. I mean, it does sound like those guys are a bunch of jerks, and the people that they deal with are a bunch of jerks. I mean, my dad works a window. He's throwing change at people all day.
I'm going to say two things. Can I just say one thing? I read this letter, and I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's every possibility that there might be racial motivations in the person sending that letter. I think there's every possibility that there might not be. And I think there's every possibility that you're interpreting it because of past experiences. You're laying some of that on this person who sent the letter. Is that fair?
That's a fair assessment. All right. Let me say I was compelled, C-O-M-P-E-L, to write the letter because I can prove that this guy is lying.
Mm-hmm.
See, every point I made up that I wrote down, I can prove in black and white, fine and fine.
All right.
Okay, I can prove
on.
That
right.
he
hold
doesn't
on.
Get his mail at 6 o'clock.
Hello.
We have scan points.
Not a bad
Robert, you pussy, man. I go dime down in the basement of Merrifield sorting your mail before you even got to take it out, man.
Yeah, you walk around all day, takes 4-hour lunch breaks, get paid $100,000
a year.
I know. And they got 50 machines. They got 50 machines to do your job.
Listen,
it's a fire every last one of you.
All you brothers were wearing the Malcolm X regalia back there in the 80s when I did time in the basement of Merrifield sorting your mail, man.
I can't even understand what you're saying.
What is your point? Do you work in the mail system?
No, I got out, luckily.
Well, what is your gripe? What is your problem?
Well, he thinks he has it so bad, but his neighborhood that he works is so good. I mean, it could be a lot worse.
That doesn't make any
sense. That's stupid. Let's
all right, no. He must be a man.
Hello.
What was the Malcolm X stuff he was talking about during the 80s?
During the 80s, they had a lot of brothers.
That's Don and Mike show.
They
Hello.
Had a lot of minorities in the late 80s.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, I just want to back up Robert. I'm actually in the exact opposite situation. I'm a young white boy in the ghetto, and you'd be amazed at what things people complain about and try and bring up. But
are you a letter carrier?
Right.
Are you a letter
right.
carrier?
What's that?
Are you a letter carrier?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying you get the same thing in the
house. Blacks can be guilty of...
In the ghetto.
That's an ugly shirt.
In the ghetto.
That's the shirt. It looks like Rob's shirt with a collar. It's ugly.
Excuse me. It's a nice shirt.
It's watermelon color, too. It is.
What are you
and the buttons are the seeds.
Yeah, he did that on purpose. They're distracting.
That's why I'm just saying, it's watermelon.
It's racist.
He did
That's
that on
why.
Purpose.
But
That's
see,
why.
See, that was a perfect call. Blacks. My people, or whatever you want to say, uh-huh. they see a white guy out there, or especially an Asian,
yeah.
they will
disown
more than they would if it was a brother out there.
Mm-hmm. Do the same thing that
they would
got
do the same
done
exact
to
thing.
Look, Robert,
McClain look. Is rich
Robert,
white people. Now, I'm not saying everybody on my route is racist.
Let me ask you something. Is it not possible that people are just jerks? And that this guy is not seeing color, he's just an a-hole.
A jerk.
He's an elitist, but his language...
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to get that word. Because you work... You mentioned that town. We all know anybody.
McClain.
For those that are listening around the
West
country,
McClain
is one of the wealth, if not the most wealthy suburb
sure
of Washington, D.C. What you're talking about, do you get... You use that word elitist.
Yeah,
you don't.
Are.
You haven't met the guy.
They are... Andrew.
They are
hold
all.
They
you,
are
hold
all.
When you, say, when you say they...
No, I meant that person. Let me be... Specific. There are one or two people that I've had problems with on my route. Over 18 years of working in McLean, i.e. Rob, and
hey.
People like him.
Hey.
There are guys out there, like his grandfather, that don't like brothers. Okay? And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The man got a piece of the Nazi flag in his,
oh my
in his
God.
House.
Let's not talk about Rob.
Okay.
He's
Rob.
No longer with it.
Was it your father or your grandfather?
Grandfather.
I had a problem with black people. No. What family member didn't like black people? And you know what? Don.
Yes.
Cottonwood is right down the street from him.
Yeah.
And that's old slave land. They gave this master gave it to the slaves after the Civil War, and Rob's father had to deal with that. And they moved them all out by building mansions, raising the taxes too high, so the black people all had to sell their houses. There's only one or two left.
I got news for you, Robert.
F you.
No. McClain was too expensive. I had to move out.
Oh, you was living there for free, weren't you?
I was.
Hello.
Okay. So that's pretty bad.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great. Thanks.
I have a question, Robert. I've listened to you several times, and I can, you know, I can't even comprehend what racism is because I'm white. However, I do think that you're racist against certain things as well, but you won't listen to other people's opinion. Whenever anybody disagrees with you, you automatically cut them off, and it's not right. And, you know, you can't have a dialogue and make things better until you're willing to listen.
Well, I take a lesson from my great leader, President Bush. Full steam ahead. Who gives a damn what you think? How about that? Okay? The leader of our country don't listen to nobody else. Why should I?
All right.
Thank you.
I know. When
you're I'm not getting nobody killed. And I voted for the guy.
When you're on your route.
Yeah?
Are you not going to be... And you said you think you know who this person is.
Yeah.
You think.
I got a good idea.
How are you literally going to keep it in your pants when you drive when you drive by?
Because... That will get me fired.
Yeah.
Okay? I cannot confront.
Yeah, that's the last thing in the world.
I cannot confront, and I wouldn't
even. Robert,
I'm not that type of person.
But even with your evil eye contact, as you said.
I don't give them the evil eye, John. I put the mail in the mailbox.
Did you or did you not say yourself that of your own thought, you are a menacing personality?
I look like. That's what I said, Don. Listen, I look like the stereotypical. Unemployed, so and so, whatever you want to call it.
But you say you
okay.
make those
no,
comments.
No, you don't. You don't look. See, this is the thing. I don't look.
Don,
you
don't
I am a big black guy. I
big.
Never noticed how big I am. Okay,
he's
until big. I do a picture. Look at the wingspan. I'm a take care of the whole.
Yes.
Place, okay?
So what?
People have told me, and I've heard officially that I look menacing. I got that.
Is it
I got a complaint filed against me at my security job. Not that I was doing anything wrong. But I look menacing.
Is it not possible?
Wait, hold on a second. Because I'm fascinated by that. You got to complain, a formal complaint, that you looked menacing.
Right. I'm in full uniform with a weapon. I'm a cleared security officer, contractor for the United States government. They trust me. Someone who normally doesn't come through the area I guard came through, and it was cold. I had on a cap, I had on a coat, and my glasses. These are prescription glasses.
Brag and talk.
This person went to my boss and said, the guard at this such and such door at this time in the morning when it's dark, scary, uh-huh. is menacing looking. Right. They called my boss.
That's racist.
They called my, they
I'm
called,
sorry, that's
thank
that's,
you.
That
they
is,
called
well,
my,
that is.
Hold on, hold on. They called my project manager.
That is
called
racist.
Me on
stop,
the phone.
Stop for one
said,
second.
Robert,
just
why
stop
are
for
you
one
wearing
second.
Those glasses?
Stop for one second. Hear me out for one second. Let's say that you got a Goomba. You got a mafia guy from The Sopranos who is a big guy like you, and he's got that New York look, and he's got the nose that's half broken, and he is hanging around, and it is dark.
Excuse me.
Hold on. Let me finish. Is it not possible someone could also call and say, there's a medicine guy.
Well, who would they call, Don? Number one, your whole perception is wrong.
Who did your guy
I'm
call?
I'm working security. You already entrusted me.
You got like the.
I got a clearance. To guard this place. I'm supposed to drop on a hanger
I
gotta
ask you this.
For this person.
Right, you're easily identifiable at that whatever time
I have
that
on
has,
a uniform.
You have a uniform,
have a
you
uniform,
have a badge,
a
you
badge,
have
a weapon.
That's racist.
Do you look like a cat burglar, though? I mean, you mentioned that you've got the hat
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I had the wool cap over like the dude from the Cosby Show. I'll be guarding the door, you know, with the wool cap. Damn.
No, that is, I mean, to say that's menacing and to pass that on.
I had on a wool cap, a security guard uniform, guarding a door.
That's a lot
I'm
more,
there to protect you.
It's a hell of a
that
lot,
is my job. I've been doing it for 5 years.
It's a hell of a
you
lot more.
You just have to come through the door and see
Robert,
me at 5 o'clock in the morning. He's menacing looking.
Well, it's a lot more racist than that letter is.
Well, that's what I have to deal with, Mike. That's why I went to Thailand. Okay. Well, if I get enough money, I'm leaving.
You're gonna live in Thailand.
I don't care if I live in the swamp next to Thailand. After being in bliss for 2 weeks, I fly back. Day one.
Yeah.
He's lazy, incompetent. We've had so much bad mail since the old carrier, wink, wink, was here. F you, man. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, man.
I think the other thing is racist. I agree with Mike. I don't think the letter is, though. Sorry.
Unless you really sat down and talked to the other person.
Guess what?
You know, or had any evidence, you know, that the other person was, if you know, I think, is there a possibility it could be? Yeah.
To their
but there's nothing in the letter that I would say, hey, that's a racist.
They are. Look, Mike, you're going to sit there and tell me if you were a mailman for 20 years and you have the stomach for it, that if you missed, they claimed you ran over a trash can,
mm-hmm.
that you think in your mind that you get a letter that harsh.
I am not saying I don't understand your perceptions, but I'm saying I think your perceptions are a bit racist as well as...
Is that racist? Why would it be racist?
Hey,
if the man wrote a letter saying, you knocked over my trash can, take care of it.
You've used the word...
Okay, let's work on that.
Robert,
where's all this other stuff coming from?
Hold up. When you said, like, the elite people...
The elitist, that's the elitist.
How do you know... How do you, and you think you know who this is, but how do you know that it's not a black family? How do you know it's not...
you think I don't know the race of every person on my route?
How do you know?
Do you think I don't know the race of every person?
Stop for a second. How do you know that there is not an affluent black person on your route who wrote that letter?
Because
if
you had named the street, which I did, and is named the complaint letter, is blacked out for some reason, robbed it.
Do you think there is any chance that a black person?
I know every person on that route.
Just stop
is
for
not
a second.
Black.
Do you think there's? Do you think there's a chance that a black person could write a letter to the post office?
He should write a letter like that. Sure. I'm not saying it's not possible, but that person that wrote that letter ain't black.
Why does it
happen? I know where the black person living on my route, just like everybody knows the black man can't route.
But you understand when on face value, that letter, it seems
why
to me that
are
person
you two
was,
defending this guy?
Because that
why
person...
Are you
I don't
two,
see the racism
because
in it.
The
of
word,
course you don't.
No, because you're saying racism.
Wait a minute. You are saying racism. You're saying
burning
you're
crosses.
You're saying racism, and you're saying... I don't doubt the person's an a-hole for doing that,
right.
But I don't know unless I would talk to him or see him or hear what they had to say.
Did I say there's a racial overtone to it?
Yeah, well, you didn't
okay.
know.
I would say I called the guy.
Hold on. Do you think the racial overtone is the word lazy?
The whole concept. Don, if you say.
This to me is some tight ass complaining because he's not getting his mail.
Don,
right.
The guy is getting his mail. He's lying.
Okay. Robert, please stop right there. I believe you on that. I believe you. Why is that racist?
Because the guy's lying about when he's getting
in. We need water in here.
I mean, I feel like I'm in court.
Why
you
is
guys,
the,
you guys
Robert, hold
here.
On one second, really. Mm. Why is the guy racist for lying about not receiving
because
his mail?
It's my perception that if this had happened with his regular carrier who retired a year ago, he wouldn't have wrote a letter like that. That's my perception. This is warm.
It is.
Where's the ice? Come on, man.
We're giving you the black person water. Did you know blacks always get room temperature water on our show?
Do you notice
you only get ice if you're white.
Do you notice you were served before I was?
You got water already.
No, I don't. It's empty.
You need one?
Yes, I do, Rob.
Here's an ice cold one.
I'm not responding to that.
Robert, you laughed. Come on,
I'm glad you took it there because it would have been harder for me to describe what went on in Thailand because it's a joke. It's really...
Are you really thinking seriously of moving to Thailand?
Yeah.
Really?
I gotta go. After 2 weeks of what I saw, and then come back, and that's the first thing I got on my desk.
Yeah.
I got an answer to my boss.
Is it cheap to live over there?
Cheaper than here.
Really?
Yeah. Right. Dollar strong. And a lot of brothers.
How's the Poontang?
Wonderful.
You said there are a lot of brothers over in Thailand? A
lot of brothers.
Really?
It's the biggest secret that is out there.
What would you do for a living over there?
Prostitution.
Good for you, Rob.
Client?
No. I saw a little bit of, I saw the cross dressers. I saw the guys that look like little girls. I saw the cutest little Asian boy in the metro. I swear I thought it was Prince until I looked at his chest and it was a dude. I was like, oh my. I just fell in love with a dude.
Robert, why don't you take a moment, get the spooge out of your mouth. We'll come back.
Can I get a favor, please?
Every phone line is probably ringing for you. Yes, my friend.
Can I get a picture with you, too, now that I'm dressed up and
yes,
I took a shower?
Nice. Most definitely.
Please. I did take a shower.
Of course.
Because you guys lie, so I stink half the time.
Rob,
I'm in here.
$4.
Contact my stand-in.
I promise not to touch you.
Much.
Well, Robert.
Yes, of course you can get
it. I got great stories.
We don't have time for it today because everybody, when we come back, we'll talk to you about whatever the hell everybody wants to talk to you about.
Okay.
They're all calling from Thailand.
What a day.
Well, we're still on the air.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. You turn around with that ugly shirt on.
Can you say pause, Robert?
Dynamite goes to break.
The shirt is not ugly, dude.
It is horrible.
It's Thomas Bahama. What's wrong with it?
Palm tree and some yogurt on your back.
Wow. What does that mean? Yogurt on your back.
Think about it.
Yogurt or number three.
Oh, yeah.
Right, what, because I'm a big fag
wearing the shirt? I have nothing against the fag. I mean, the gays.
You're menacing.
Yeah, I am.
You're scaring me.
Yeah, well, you got your backup right behind you.
You're scaring me.
You got your backup right there.
I got my henchman behind me.
Yeah,
my henchman, Floppy.
Doughy.
Floppy.
What a tough duo.
Yeah.
Hi, it's me, Softy. Meet my friend, Floppy.
I'm sure if you thought I was going to come after you, Mike would hit me in the back of the head with one of the club.
That's nice. That's really nice.
Shoes.
I still like Floppy. Floppy the theater major.
Yeah. Kelly.
Yeah. Kelly, you brought that up.
Yeah. Well, no, you said my whole name. Y'all been saying, I mean.
Robert Kelly Adams.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes in show business, you drop the last name. So, Robert Kelly. It's a good name.
R. Kelly.
Kelly. What are you taking deep? Kevin, relax.
Why are you so mad today?
You are Robert the Angry Mailman today more than you.
Right. I didn't want to.
Yeah, you thought.
You know what? Let's part as friends.
Turned ugly.
Let's just end today.
No, it's cool. We can talk about anything.
No, let's just get out of here.
No,
the show is upset.
No, it's not.
Now the yin and the yang in the show is upset.
I got my suit on. I dressed up today. I better get another segment.
That's menacing.
Lazy. Incompetent.
All right. Damn you, douche. We'll be right back. With more of Rob.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, old people's sex is disgusting.
Really? Because from time to time I like to throw back a few blue bombers and head out on the town.
Okay, we're leaving now.
You will go nowhere. No one will. I will have you all know that just this morning I hoisted Enid onto the safety rail in our kitchen and we went at it like drunk monkeys. That's right. Now just soak in that image for a while.
Yeah.
okay.
Is everybody in the room okay with pretending that never happened?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I like sex. I need sex.
I'm going to stop. I'll be fine.
Make your mind up, David.
I'm going to stop. I'll be fine.
You gotta work me.
Well, hi, everybody.
But there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
I'll be fine.
Tell me when to stop.
I'll be fine.
Tell me when to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
Yep.
Oh,
my
mama. Yes?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
A couple of mouth-breathing Johnny, Don and Mike.
All right, here we go. Let's talk to Robert for a second, because I'm feeling an ice cream headache getting on. And for those of you fans of Alice Cooper, we'll have Alice Cooper on the show next week.
Wonderful. Very good.
Talking about whatever book it is that he's got coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it
bad
is.
Bad makeup and bad music.
Alice Cooper, golf monster.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's a golf book. Yeah.
You should let me interview him.
So we'll have Alice on the show on Monday, I think.
Hey, who named you Alice? Did the parents not like you?
He named himself that.
He named it that.
For showbiz.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So, Robert, let me see. Before we take phone calls, you and I are set for the NBA Finals.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
I can think of nothing better than spending a Saturday afternoon with you watching the NBA Finals.
And I am thinking, just to get this all out in the open, since we had a bet about this, the first game of the Finals is always on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it on a Sunday?
I don't know.
Whichever. First game.
Okay. Let's just say a Saturday. Because Sunday I have to work.
Oh, okay.
First Saturday.
Game. Either way, you got
okay.
It.
It's one game, and if you don't like me, you cannot have time.
Now, if I don't like you, I can keep you.
If there's a problem, if you check your mail that day and it hasn't been delivered right, or it's late,
all right,
and the black man did it,
okay,
first quarter.
All right, here we go, Robert.
I'm going to give you ice cream headache. I always do.
Let's go. We're going to get some calls.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Robert, I wanted to ask you, when you were down in Patty Beach, did you happen to go to a bar named Maryland's?
No, that's a tranny bar.
A tranny bar, so they're actually correct. Transsexuals,
yeah.
Or transvestites?
I don't know. They look like Yao Ming and drag.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was bad.
That's scary.
They were tall in 90s with high heels and had the muscles. I'm like, ew.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Oh, I saw Turtle Boy. The guy that crawls on all fours.
Hold on a second.
The guy that crawls on all fours.
Turtle Boy?
Yeah. You know, the other, like, Thalidomide babies.
Thalidomide?
Yeah. They got
they call him Turtle Boy?
Well, that's what he looked like. He was on all fours.
Did you give him the name, or did anybody else call him Turtle Boy?
I felt so bad for him. And check this out, Don.
Oh, you really do. How you doing, Turtle Boy?
You seem to say Turtle Boy with a great deal of joy.
It was funny.
He's the worst superhero there is.
Turtle Boy.
Yeah. Yeah. His arch enemy is pushing him over on the back.
I'm going to stop.
Hey, Don. Check this out. Okay.
Yes, Robert.
So I'm at Patio Beach. I did spend a week in Patio. That's right. Where all the brothers hang out.
P-A-D-I-A, Patio Beach?
Yeah, that's P-A-T-T-A-Y-A.
Oh, okay.
That's an hour and a half north of Bangkok, which is the capital.
Of Thailand.
Of Thailand.
Right.
That's the beach area. Beautiful. I sent you guys pictures. Beautiful. It's like Miami Beach meets Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
So anything you want.
Anything
you want. I'm talking thousands of women.
Wow.
To the point it got boring.
Really?
Yeah. And you got to be careful because there were pedophiles out there. I saw this. So I can't do nothing. That's their culture, you know. So I saw the little kids asking for food, right? And they're going like this, you know, making a eat sign. I'm like, whoa, back up, little kid, you know. Dateline might be out here. I don't know.
So it was like a little girl asking?
Yeah, a little girl asking for food.
Like food for sex?
So what I did, no, just food. Uh-huh. Okay, so I went and bought her some food, but then I thought about it. I said, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This kid might think they own me. So I said, take your food. And they kept pulling. Once you give them money, they start pulling on you like piranha. They just attack you.
Right.
You know? And I'm like, get away. I just want to give you some food. I feel bad. You know, you look hungry. I'm fat. Okay, I can deal with the street food. But these kids, you know, you got to be very careful. I mean, in my mind.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because out there, anything goes. I saw a lot of gay stuff. I saw a lot of... I saw a lot of trannies.
Mm-hmm. When you say pedophiles over there, because they have had the stories on this, did you see
like, you know, men walking around.
I hate to say this.
Americans.
Don't take offense. A guy looks like you walking with a Trip.
Wow. My boy.
Yeah.
With a what?
He's saying a man your age, man who looks like you, with a little boy who's like Robert's age, Rob's son's age.
And it was obvious that there was something.
It wasn't his kid.
Okay.
And I don't song, but I don't want to bring the show down.
Let's take another call.
But I let that go.
Sure.
You know, I can't get with that.
Let's talk about.
But the prostitution was great.
Let's talk about something happy like David Hasselhoff.
I'll be fine.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'll be fine. I'm going to stop.
Hey, Don, let's talk about the best bar in the world.
What's that?
What
are you still talking about, Thailand?
Yeah.
Is it in Manassas?
Thank you, Rob.
Look around the cafe.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, Rob, if it is, it's news to me.
F you, Robert.
No, what I told y'all side.
Well, oh, yeah, that's right.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
There's a bar.
Oh, hold on, Robert. We got to get to
these
calls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike.
Yes,
Robert.
Hi there.
I'm a letter carrier, too, and Robert didn't give you an official discussion, did they?
Yeah, they did. They gave me a PDI.
Okay, and that's all they've done? No letter warning, no nothing?
I don't know. Ain't nothing came down yet. It's only been a week.
What's a PDI?
You know, preliminary disciplining.
So you get called and you get a letter like that and you have to sit down.
I got to sit down and explain to my supervisor and a shop steward what happened.
Pretty damn irritating.
So that's why I got pissed off.
You kind of wonder why those people snap.
PDI. Pretty damn irritating.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's my new nickname.
Pretty damn itchy.
Yeah.
God, I'm trying to scratch my athlete's foot. What? Hello, Don, on my show.
What's going through?
Hello there. They be Robert DeMille, man. I'm going to go down there, that down shot. Oh.
Let it go.
It always happens.
Let him finish. It was funny. You're not Imus here. And by the way, Imus shouldn't have got fired. You shouldn't have got fired.
Don, on my show. Hello.
Even though it was mean.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
He got fired because he's stupid.
How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, man, I think Robert has a little problem admitting that he's as racist as everybody is. I think everybody's
got... Well, speak to him. He's right here.
I'm right here.
He's right here.
Okay,
who am I racist against?
You're racist against everybody but your own kind.
That's not true. Everybody in the world is. I hate black people, too. I hate everybody. I hate you. I don't even know what you are. You're just stupid. What color is stupid? What color is stupid? Because that's what you are.
You're funny, though.
You're an idiot.
Okay, listen, I got one.
Hey, do you believe Jesus walked across water?
What?
Do you believe in Jesus?
Do I believe in Jesus?
Yes.
It depends on the situation.
Do you believe in the J-Man or not? Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
JC.
Hello.
Hello.
Next.
Hello.
Yes, it's you. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm a mailman. I was actually at the show. My brother-in-law was out there with all the bird crap and everything, and I was a mailman standing there. And I got to back up Robert on this one. It's a bunch of BS that the customers are trying to do, and that customer is lucky that they got their mail.
Yeah, all right, now you say it's BS. Is it racist BS?
No, I don't necessarily know if it's racist, but you know, customers, you know, there's customers that won't allow you to walk across the yard if you have a walking route and everything. You have to actually walk on the sidewalk.
Right.
There's customers like that.
They got I've had customers call in when I walked on their mulch. I'm working on your mulch. What are you crying about? It's mulch. It's dead wood.
Very expensive.
Why aren't you working on the cobblestones?
Why don't you walk?
We have these pathways especially put in so that they can accommodate foot traffic.
And we have white ones and we have black ones. And the black ones lead around the house.
Everything's racist with
it. It is.
Not everything.
Yeah, everything.
Wait. Hold up. Hold up, man. I'm tired of this. Every time I come in here, it's all about me feeling everything's racist in the country. Well, it is.
Hello,
okay? Get it. Okay?
PDI.
This is a racist country.
Hello.
Okay? They're a bunch of goddamn hypocrites.
Pretty damn intimidating.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, except for those slaves over there. They're just Arabs. And the Indians, we're going to kill all them.
Oh, no. We're going to get some more calls now.
Let's go.
We're not going to go down the history road today.
Why not?
We're going to get calls now.
Because you always put it on me. You always say, everything about Robert is about race.
Oh, my.
Hello?
No, not today. Not on a Getaway Friday.
Okay,
not on a Spider-Man.
I'm sorry. Working for the weekend.
That's it. Get out of here.
Oh, man, I can't get my phone call.
You've been on the show for a freaking hour. Get out of here.
He made some very incendiary comments just then. He might get a few calls based
on that. But it's the truth. It's not true. Okay.
Next time.
Just got fired for calling somebody a nappy headed hoe. I didn't say that. Yeah. I wasn't even in the country.
You're really doing the leaning.
Robert always brings up race in this country.
Robert is always talking about race.
A man just lost a $40 million job for calling black people who he never met. That's what made it so bad. Them women didn't do nothing to him. He had no right. He can say whatever he wants, but it was mean and it was racist. Okay? Because them women had no idea who Ines is.
But you don't think he's going to
be fired.
Robert, I do not have the energy to rehash the whole Imus thing with you.
Well, I'm sorry, Don. I want to talk about Colin. You brought up the racial issue in your damn letter.
Everything with you is race.
No, it's not.
Because the letter was supposed to be a funny complaint. Instead,
it's not a funny complaint. I wrote a response because I thought it was racist. I didn't write it because I thought it was hilarious.
Look at those phones.
I didn't think it was hilarious. Let's get the banjo.
That's why we have a Saturday show, Mike. I think he calls on our Saturday show.
I feel like I have five
goddamn Slurpees at once.
Come on, God.
You got the ice cream headache.
I only come in once
every
6 months. I came in to talk happy talk. I can't talk about sex.
Hey, that's kind of an Asian thing, too. Happy talk, keep talk.
You'll be fired tomorrow.
Talk about things you like. That's from Flower Drum Song.
Never saw it.
Wonderful, wonderful musical.
All right, you get out of here.
Good night. Good night and God bless.
Nice round of applause for Robert.
Can I give a quick shout out, please, to Sam May, who is a white guy who trained me in the post office 18 years ago, retired yesterday. God bless you, my friend. I'm glad you got out of the hell that is United States Postal Service. And the rest of my friends out there, Rick and other guys, Jeff, I love you, and it's not about race with Robert. You know I hate
it. It's always about race.
Thank you, Robert.
I love you, Robert. So I
love you. We love you.
Goodbye. I love you.
My coat. Hanging up. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Robert. R. Kelly Adams.
Oh, he's not going to like that, Buzz.
And Robert?
You are never to blame. You are never to blame.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Why does it always end up being Jerry Springer?
It's because he's a spark plug that way. He's a lightning rod. That's what I wanted to say. He's a lightning rod.
I may have underestimated you. Toronto ass.
Jesus Christ.
Delightful. Ooh, I enjoyed that. I think everybody did.
Okay, well, let's break.
let's take a break, we're going to dive into a cold tub filled with ice.
Amen, brother. At this point, Hasselhoff looks good.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
This is a mess.
I believe David Hasselhoff.
Let's see your penis. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man! Remember that time we got kicked out of biology for playing with Matchbox cars?
Yeah!
Who's retarded now?
Yeah!
Hey, what are you doing after this?
After the race?
Yeah!
I don't know, but it feels like we wasted a lot of time.
Oh, I know. I'm just excited, man!
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Hey, I love you.
What?
Nothing. Thank you, man.
The Don and Mike Show. Blindly follow Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
My Ricky Bobby's made me think of movies. Makes me think Daddy Likey movies. We've been on the air like 2.5 hours. And we've not had one nerd yet called in to say either how great or how bad Spider-Man 3 is. Hold on.
Weird.
Two of our producers having a birthday today. His mom told us that. Yes, John?
I got an email from a listener who said that he saw it and it was great. Ignore the bad reviews.
Huh.
Ignore the bad reviews. Ignore them, Mike. Those people compare it to regular movies. They're not part of the mysticism that is Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that the reviews are wrong, because my entire existence is now hanging in the balance.
Don, I've always known you to be a person who doesn't put a lot of credence in movie reviews. You basically like to go to the theater yourself and formulate your own opinions, and I hope that you come back with a stellar impression of Spider-Man.
Mike, I'm going to be serious with you now.
Please do. That's what I appreciate.
As you know, I've always felt Sam Raimi has the vision to make the Spider-Man transition from the comic book to the silver screen.
I'm glad to hear you're not going to be overwhelmed with the fact that Spidey is going to be wearing the black suit instead of the multicolored suit.
Here's what worries me, is what it means. From what I've read,
yes,
it's not simply a suit. It's a state of mind for Peter Parker. Meaning that Sam Raimi is not being true to the Peter Parker character from the comics. He's making him too dark, too... Oh,
did I say dark? I didn't mean that in...
Oh, you're going to get us in trouble now.
Way. I didn't mean it in the racist way.
Well, if he's departing from the comic book, he has lost me forever. Forever.
And I only wish that Robert was here for this.
What happened? What are you
No, nothing. Just something I just found. I see. He's the guy from the Law & Order SUV.
That cool, refreshing drink.
Ice-T came out today with his statement on the N-word.
Mm.
He says, and I'm going to quote him here now, I'm going to say N-word till the wheels fall off. Mm. My daddy used to say that. I believe if it doesn't apply to you, don't say it. Here's what I found interesting. Besides black people, it's okay for Jews to call each other the N-word.
I've never heard that before. Heard
Ice-T that. Says it's an inside word. Jews can say it to each other.
Hmm.
They've been through the struggle.
That's fascinating.
Thanks, Ice-T.
Thanks a lot for your input.
Haven't
really,
heard that.
Really helping us to sort it all out.
Commenting on the rap lyrics, is that what he's talking about?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. It's okay if you're a Jew. Like mm-hmm. Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. Spider-Man, Superman.
What glorious goo.
Hold on, where's the Spider-Man thing?
Spider-Man. He can talk to fish underwater. When he turns green, he grows in size. His clothes rip off from kryptonite. Look out. Here comes the Spider-Man. He's my favorite member of the Fantastic Four. His utility belt is really cool. His airplane is invisible. Spinach makes him super strong. Shazam! There goes the Spider-Man.
This Ice-T comment is very big news for all the Jewish rappers.
Yeah? Is Robbie Van Winkle? No.
No.
Don't think so.
Beastie Boys.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah,
hi.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hi, Mike, that song, the Happy Happy song came from South Pacific, not what you said it came from.
That's too old, I forgot. Sorry, I just knew the song. Did you like the song, sir?
The faggot song, what?
I loved it.
Thank you.
This guy's talking about Broadway?
Yeah, and I guess he's asking for a repeat.
Happy fucking fucking happy
Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yes, hi there, honey.
How are you?
We're doing great. What's up?
Happy Friday. Hey, I just wanted to know if you were aware that out here in Winchester, Virginia, in case you have don't have plans this weekend, I know Dan is out of town, that Wayne Newton is going to be the Grand Marshal for the 80th Apple Blossom Parade.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call the Don and Mike Show.
One of those calls.
What about the vagina?
You are. You just made yourself one of those callers.
Sorry, guys. I just wanted to make sure you had something new.
Tongo! No matter what, keep talking, though.
But I'd like to thank her for it. It was very appreciated.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Is it me?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, all the violations.
Uh-oh.
Is it me? Is it that? Is what not? Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Hi there. Oh, hold on. Let's check on David Hasselhoff.
I'm going to stop.
Really, David?
I'll be fine.
Okay. What's up?
Hey, I'm calling to give you a review on Spider-Man 3.
Yes, sir.
Hey, because, you know, what you're missing is the true story is about Spidey going black. He drinks a can of Old English, and then he starts fighting a whole bunch of women with big butts. And he ends up fighting this guy from the back seat of a Cadillac that's pimped out.
Holy mackerel.
That'd be a fun Spider-Man to watch.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Spider-Man was terrible.
Why?
Sorry, Don.
Why?
The effects suck. Nope. The story sucks. Half the theater laughed because it's all emotional. It was just bad. They don't just have any of the big transitions that happen.
Hey, man.
The black suit.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I like it when you just stir the pot for no reason.
Spider-Man has emotions too.
Mike's like, yeah.
Hey, man,
you don't even know what side you're on.
Don't go there, man.
You don't have a side. You don't care about Spider-Man.
I'll be seeing it this weekend.
Really?
Yes. No, you won't. You just told me you're going to be, your whole weekend is a golf and Cinco de Mayo.
It is.
And maybe watching that fight tomorrow.
And a little motorcycling.
The derby, maybe?
Hello, Don and Mike. God, can you squeeze a little more living into life? Seriously.
No,
you know what my plans are? Defecate.
Well, you know what it is for me? It's being the part-time dad.
That's it. That's my entire weekend, defecating.
Every other weekend, you know, I'm super dad. And so what it is, you know, on the non-super dad weekends, I just try to pack two weekends into one. That's what I try to do. So I'm excited about it, and I hope the weather holds up. I really do. But I'm torn about that fight. I'm not sure I want to do the 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock start for the fight.
Yeah. And I know that I'm going to be incredibly stupid on this. The deal is that one of those guys, his dad is managing the other guy?
Mayweather's, no. Mayweather's...
Is it Oscar De La Hoya's?
No. It's Floyd Mayweather, right? Floyd Mayweather, because I keep calling him. Is it Floyd Mayweather?
Yes, Floyd the Barber Mayweather.
Floyd the Barber Mayweather. His father used to train Oscar De La Hoya.
Ah.
Oscar De La Hoya has a new trainer, and now the dad is kind of around the Mayweather camp, but the father, the uncle is training Mayweather now. So they've got that reality show. I watched a little bit of it.
It's on HBO like every half hour.
Mayweather's great with the trash talk. It's an exciting fight. They're trying to drum up some interest.
And, literally, Buzz. Every time you turn on HBO, I'm expecting to get that wonderful movie with Keanu Reeves that I can't run enough called The Goddamn Lake House. Lake House, please.
Don't like that one. It kind of involved time travel.
8 million goddamn movies, and I got to watch that. And if that's not on HBO, then it's an ad for...
Yes, for the Mayweather...
for the fight.
And the reality show that they've had a little bit going on, too, which is interesting. But, this is the first... When was the last time you remembered, seriously, a boxing match that that got a reasonable amount of hype? This must be a good fight.
And also, they're selling this as the fight that'll either save boxing,
yes,
or ruin it forever.
It's got to be a good fight. If it's a crappy fight, it might be done.
It's got to be like a Rocky Balboa deal. And what I mean is, you've got to have two guys who are just beating the crap out of each other for 12 rounds.
Yeah,
right?
And I don't even know what the line on the fight is. And if Mayweather takes it to De La Hoya early on and knocks him out or something, I think it's going to be bad for boxing. If it lasts for a long time and it's a real battle, it'll be good.
And how much is it, like $50?
Yeah, it's like $49.99, some ridiculous
Jesus
amount.
Christ. I mean,
order with your remote.
That's half an Andy Williams ticket.
And you didn't get your refund.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hi.
Hey, the local Baltimore Jack FM station's having a concert festival, and the name of it is the Jack Fest.
You're kidding. You are kidding me. Really?
That's the legitimate name, the Jack Fest.
The Jack Fest.
Everybody get there.
Wow.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
People have referred to this show as that on occasion.
My God.
You know what the motto is? Go by yourself.
Solo seats still available.
Hold on. Let me just do a quick
Jack Fest. The Jack Fest.
Checking into that.
Yeah. Give me 1 second.
It might actually be a real Jack
Fest.
Here we go.
We'll find out.
The Jack Fest.
It is. They're going to sell an awful lot of tickets. Jesus Christ.
Hey, it is.
He's right. It's our station in Baltimore.
I understand that the entire show is set up in one big circle.
Now, how are you going to get away with this? Oh, a
good,
Jack Fest.
Is it the Jack Fest?
And listen to all the people that are going to be jacking.
Okay. Who's the Jack Fest?
ZZ Top.
Yeah, all right, that's good.
They're going to be jacking. REO Speedwagon.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Standard.
I want to see them jack. The Pretenders.
It's a good bill.
I mean, who cares who it is? They're just calling it Jack Fest.
Jack Fest.
Jack Fest. That's what I'm having tonight. My girlfriend's out of town.
We're in trouble.
That's why I like all those videos so bad.
Sometimes
Andy,
they get
Andy's
all
across America.
They get all excited about the name. They don't give it a whole hell of a lot of thought.
How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
How do you go on air, go?
Welcome to our Jack Fest.
Wow. I always thought the Greek festival was funny. Plenty of entertainment Greek style.
Yeah. Wow. God damn.
Jack Fest.
That's something, isn't it?
You got to give him a hand.
Yeah.
You really do. You really, really do.
I don't know. The whole thing rubs me the wrong way.
I'm cold. I feel like I might be getting a stroke.
They are master promoters, though.
They are.
They really, really are.
I get the bait and switch.
No debate at all. I'm trying to think. Oh, I hate the new standard.
Yeah, it makes it tricky.
Let me just say, hand lotion. That's all I want to say.
We'll be giving it out.
free samples.
Sponsored by
Jergens.
Jergens presents Jack Pack.
Brilliant.
Oh my God.
That's marketing.
Jergens Hand Lotion presents Baltimore's first Jack Fest.
Thank you very much. Can I take your ticket to Jack Fest? Okay, great. Here's your free roll of paper towels. Thank you very much.
No, it'd be Sheryl Crow's way. One square
per person.
You get a. You put your hand out, and you get a dollop of Jergens.
And a square.
And a square.
A square of bounty.
And then you go sit in the stadium and work it.
Welcome to Jack Fest.
And then I sat and really worked it.
And instead of everyone holding up a big lighter at the end, everyone's holding up something else.
Yeah. But the food's supposed to be great. I understand they're going to have plenty of jerk chicken. Wow.
And, you know, they're very sensitive with those animals when they kill them. They choke them.
Only the chickens.
Only the chickens.
I think we're running out. I'm trying to think of more.
I think we did pretty good.
I think we did really well.
Great.
Absolutely.
I think they're pretty freaking retarded at 1027 Jackfest. Hello. I feel like calling the police and sending a squad car up there.
That's horrible, isn't it? That's unacceptable.
That one DJ said in New York when the Belcher called him, I'm going to send a squad car to your house.
A squad car is coming to your house.
Send a squad car. But you want to get a crowd. Can you imagine that? If you had an arena or a big auditorium.
Right.
And it was a Jack Fest.
Oh, that'd be something special. As long as you get it on videotape. It'd be on the internet.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Okay,
as smart. Dennis Murphy would say, unbelievable.
Really smart. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to stop here because our next step is probably suspension.
That's right.
So we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Town Called Suspension.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
They go together like blood and phlegm. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me see. Buzz has his voice back today. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, listen to that.
Yeah. So we'll get to plenty of the news and comments here in just a second. Along with all of the Hasselhoff stuff. And he's great.
I'm going to stop.
Wonderful.
I'll be fine.
I'm going to stop.
I'll be fine. I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Nope.
Yep. This is a mess.
Okay, that's him.
Yeah. That's Herr Hasselhoff.
Now, here is his wife, who might as well be named Kim Basinger, even though this guy is loopy and out of control. Her name is Pamela Bach.
Yes.
And
his current wife?
He is estranged.
Estranged, okay.
And she released the tape.
Hmm. Oh.
And here she is.
Yes. And that's not something I really want to know. It's embarrassing, and you think, what did you do? But you come to the point, you know anything.
What did
you
he do?
Deserve it.
Did he hit you?
It just, they become so different. It's like a checkmate line.
Ever any bruises, broken bones, anything that you covered up?
That's what I did.
You covered
it's like
it up.
Like the elephant in the... I'll be okay tomorrow.
What? Yeah. She's talking about being abused by David Hasselhoff.
Wow, she's hard to understand.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is the wife that he presented the prenup to at the back of the church, like 10 minutes before the wedding.
Oh.
So they've been on sort of shaky ground ever since.
That'll do it.
Since the thing began.
Wow, that's strange. I couldn't understand her.
Oh, she's crying.
Was she eating?
She's not a hamburger.
Not like him?
I know this is a total non sequitur. But as long as we were just talking about the big jerk fest.
Jack fest?
I'm sorry, Jack fest. Jerk fest is for people who enjoy jerk chicken.
That's right.
We're talking about the Jack fest.
Jack fest.
Give me just a moment. I just want to just hear a real piece of ass.
On behalf of the people of the United Kingdom, I extend my deepest sympathies at this time of such grief and sorrow.
Oh, there you go.
Oh yeah, there, boy.
Oh. We released that boy. Wow.
Oh, she's the queen.
Those sweet release there, Queen Mother. There.
We took over the Queen one day, and absolutely, always liked the Queen.
You could destroy the Queen.
Yeah, this Queen there, boy. How about that Queen?
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
This is a mess.
A mess.
And he's saying this is a mess, not I have MS.
Right. Although it would have been plausible if he said that.
I have the mess.
That's why I'm talking like that.
I'm the mess, boy.
Yeah, there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
How about that there, Hasselhoff there? Yeah, that
big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 big. Bang, 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 bang. Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big,
bigger than big, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Why do you favor rape?
Go.
Big of the big, big there, big there, big, big, big of the bear, boy.
Why do you favor rape?
I always liked it. I don't know why. It's always made me curious. Yeah, there, Hasselhoff.
Yeah, boy, no.
Larry. Larry there. We took over that Baywatch show one day.
You could destroy Pamela Anderson.
You could Dr. Pam Anderson.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
This is a mess.
Why do you like doing this to yourself?
Because I'm going to go my way.
Tell me you're going to stop drinking. Tell me right now. Or I'm not going to talk to you ever again. And I'll totally disown you because it's not fair to meet your family. What you're doing.
I'll be fine.
Wow.
And we've only seen part of it. They're
right. Yeah.
They're releasing more of it tonight.
Little snippets there. It's a slow, agonizing release.
Tonight.
Just like the kind of release you might see at Jack Fest.
Sweet release. Speaking of that.
On behalf of the people of the United Kingdom, I extend my deepest sympathies at this time of such grief and sorrow.
Queenie there, boy.
I feel like that guy that painted that ceiling on that chapel there, boy. He's making jokes about, Jack Fest there, boy.
I always liked Leonardo da Vinci. Always liked his work. Always followed it. Always liked the paintings. Liked the fact that he did it on his back. Whoa there, boy.
So they're touching fingers. That's good, right? In that picture, that famous picture, the guy with a big beard is touching fingers like E.T. with the other guy.
Leonardo da Vinci, is that the painting there about God? Whoa. Yeah, there, boy.
I would tell you something there, boy. I had to send a letter to my poster master there, boy. I had somebody's knocking over garbage cans.
I always liked writing over trash cans. I always liked living the mail. Seeing the people's faces.
I'm sure it's a black man. I'm sure you.
Ho, there, boy. Yeah, we took over his route one day and absolutely destroyed him.
Big, 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 bang, bang, bang.
Bing, 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 there, boy.
Why do you prefer rain?
Yeah, how about that route there? Yeah, you walk it, right? Or you drive it? You drive it or walk it, right? There, boy. Curious. Curious Zyga. And the cat.
Oh, here we go. Wednesday. I think we've all been looking for this.
Sure.
It'll be at ABC.com on Wednesday. Kirk Cameron was the tool that was on. What's the show, please, Robbie?
Growing Pains.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike, you're grounded.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, where's my fag son? Is he singing? Is he singing that song again?
Hey, and I saw that terribly misleading commercial again with Alan Thicke. Standing in front of Mandalay Bay.
Oh, yes.
For the play. I'm not going to mention because they're a sponsor, I believe.
Right. I'm in the pool.
But
it's perfect out here. Playtime.
I know we've said this before. He's standing in front of Mandalay Bay saying, come to Las Vegas for this cheapo promotion. What they don't tell you is that the hotel is not the hotel where they're filming the commercial.
Actually, it's just like Atlantis. It's under the pool. It's buried underneath the pool in a secret room.
So we're talking about your son.
The son, yeah. You see him sing on American Idol?
No, your TV son.
Oh, my TV son, Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron, Alan Thicke.
I was talking about my real son, sorry. The son that sings like this.
Robin Thicke.
They say he's an R&B singer?
Yeah, allegedly.
All I know is I've never heard a song quite like that, but
me
it's very
either.
Popular.
Very popular.
It's very popular.
That makes you sound very old.
I've never heard that, but it's very popular.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Remember, his dad is a musician, too. He wrote the theme to Three's Company.
That's yeah, right. Come and knock on my door.
And to the Facts of Life.
And High Rollers.
Okay, you win.
He does.
Step away. Step away, please. Kirk Cameron, here we go.
Yeah. Sorry, boy.
Kirk Cameron. God damn, Rob, you keep forgetting what I wanted to mention.
They always like to debate. They like to mention pop culture. Talk about the different themes to the shows there.
Boys, big, 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 big bang, bang, boy.
Hey, how about that Kirk Cameron there, boy? What did he do? Yeah, curly hair, right? Lots of long, curly hair.
Always.
kept it clean, neat. Mm-hmm. I was just curious. Curious what he wore.
Okay.
Under his suit.
Here it is. Kirk Cameron is going to prove that God exists.
Yeah. That's right. He is that
Wednesday
way.
Night. He's a Jesus freak. Wednesday night at ABC.com. 9 o'clock. Good luck. It's not against American Idol. Good luck getting somebody to go to the computer to see God against American Idol.
So it's a webcast.
Wednesday night. Yeah, like Leah Remini.
Hey, that's the future, boy.
Yeah, there, boy. Always like the webisode. Like to watch your webisodes. Mothers write in with stories.
If you used to be on a sitcom and now you're on the internet, that's bad, right?
That's falling down there, boy. That's really, really, really bottom.
Hit the skids, boy.
Leah Remini, New York City, bought her first training bra.
Edith Vivian's boy.
Always liked King of Queens. Liked watching it in front of the television with chips. Kevin James has hair plugs.
Damn.
Yeah, there, boy.
Kill him, boy.
Whoa. Damn. How about that there, them D's? Yeah.
Big, big. Big, big, bang.
Big, big, bang. Bing, bing, bang. Bing, bing, bing. Big, big, big. Big and a big. Big and a big, big, big. Big, big. Bang, 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 bang. Always like talking about me.
Why do you favor rape?
Why do you favor rape?
Because I'm curious. Intense curiosity.
I hear people say that I'm so popular. I'm num.
Cool.
Sounds like
Blake. Acid flashback.
Always like to drop acid. Love the high. Love the way it made me feel. One time I was an orange. I peeled myself.
You're right, Buzz. Sounds like you give love a bad name.
Always liked that song.
The Boy on the Idol Show.
Yeah, Idol. Always liked it. Paula Abdul, great cleavage.
Sure.
Yeah, boy. Simon Cowell, there, MDs.
Big, 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 bang, bang.
Big, bada, bang, bang. Big, big, big. Big, and a big. Big, and a big, big, big.
Sure, there.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah, there, boy.
When I hear people say that I'm softball, I've never understood what softball means. I try to ask very good questions. My role is to not to make a guest uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable if I make them uncomfortable. You don't learn a lot if you're confrontational. It's exciting. Why did you do this? But if someone points a finger at me and says, why did you do this? You guarantee you will not learn why he did this. You will not learn it. So I learned a long time ago that the best way to be is really curious.
Yeah, yeah, boy.
Really curious. Always like to not make the guests feel comfortable. Don't like the finger pointing. The only thing finger's good for is the nose. Picking the nose. Always like picking my nose.
Boogers,
always like eating it.
Boogers, boy.
Boogers, there, boy. I got a lot of them, man. Man, there, boy. New York City bought my first booger. And I was always curious. I'd take them out and look at them.
Why are they green?
Why?
Nose furniture, boy. Were you rearranging the furniture?
Always liked to rearrange the furniture. Always had it in school when I was in the public school system, New York City. Always put the finger up higher than anybody else. Always up to the third knuckle.
He says, Zyga, what are you doing?
I used to, in class, when I was bored, we'd play stickball with my boogers.
Sure.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
This is MS.
MS, David Hasselhoff has MS, a tragedy.
We're back with Phyllis Diller, but first is Anderson Cooper.
Modesto, California. Hello.
Molesto.
Molesto.
Buzz, you're feeling well, right?
I feel great.
We do have
great
time. Boy.
We do have time for them.
Wonderful. Great there, boy.
Thank you. Always liked his throat. Always liked the way it sounded.
Thanks, Larry.
Gelatinous, right?
Gelatinous. That means runny, right?
Yeah, it was bad.
Don't like my eggs runny.
No.
How about your boogers?
New York City bought my first booger.
We're talking with Buzz Burbank, who does not wear underpants.
Always thought that was fun.
Isn't that right there, boy? The big to bounce there, boy. Jack Fest there. Hey, boy. Yeah.
Buzz Burbank in the underwear word.
Bang, 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 bang.
Are you wearing underwear today?
Not today, Larry.
Oh, yeah.
You had to ask.
Well, I had to know because I'm curious.
That's right.
We didn't have time for this. This is a woman that we turned down to be on the show. Good going, John. Really? Her name is Bonnie Kay.
Uh-huh.
And she's written a book called Is He Gay?
Huh.
And this is why we're not having this woman on the show. It is a, I think I mentioned it yesterday. It's a 9-item checklist to find out if your husband is gay.
Oh, I'm gay.
You have the list there.
Yeah.
Gay boy.
New York City bought my first dance shoes. Yeah, there, boy. How about that? This is Lay King. We're talking with Buzz Burbank in his gelatinous throat about the 9 reasons you might be gay.
Sodomy is bad, right?
Real bad.
Sodomy's bad, right?
Depends.
It depends on the person, right? I don't know. Always been curious. Always liked sex.
Yeah, back door.
Even
boy.
Now. Yeah, back door boy.
Yeah, boy.
Bend over there, boy.
Oh, yeah. You got no time for the list now, boy.
Oh, no. We'll find out Monday.
Big, big bang, bang, boy, boy, boy. Why you feel rape?
What's the deal? Why? I've always thought the big question to ask is why.
This list is just retarded. We'll put it on the website if anybody wants to see it.
So are my suspenders.
Is his best friend gay? Does he hang out at gay bars?
Sure. Yes. I always like to. I like the men kissing.
Does he always brag about gay men complimenting him on his looks?
Yes.
Wow.
Anderson Cooper always compliments me.
Have you ever caught him watching gay porno movies? Now, this woman, these are great clues.
Uh-huh.
Is your husband's best friend gay?
That might be a giveaway if you saw that.
Yeah. Do you think he hangs out at gay bars? Does he brag about gay men complimenting him on his looks? And have you ever caught him watching gay porno movies? If that's the case, your husband may be gay.
If that was the criteria, have you ever watched a gay porn, even a snippet of it?
Mm-hmm.
I would be guilty. I saw that by accident on the internet.
I've seen it on the internet, too.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stitch the rest of those together to make people gay, though? I don't get it, boy.
What's the connection?
I remember the stitches from my first surgery. It was wonderful. These are some of the things I look for in a young MD.
Sure.
I was violated with a stickball bat.
Ooh. Sandy Koufax did it.
Oh. Big, big, big bang, bang. Big, big, big bang, bang.
Hurts. Yeah, dear boy.
Hurts, dear boy.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, dry.
Dry as a bone.
Totally dry.
Dry as a bone, boy.
I always wanted to go to Jack Fest.
It's my fault. It's my fault. Nobody. I'm stupid. You're stupid. This is what I would do to someone else.
Uh-huh.
You're stupid. You're an idiot. You're incompetent.
You're talking to yourself now?
Nope. You don't deserve this job. Freaking idiot.
Freaking idiot.
You're so strict. Are you embarrassed that you did that?
I'm sorry. And incidentally, what is this? I know I was distracted. Here's why.
Why?
Speak of Ibis.
Yeah, what's happening now?
Okay, the lawsuit that he's got against CBS.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want $40 million for his salary.
No.
He wants $120 million because he's adding in all of his bogus charity work he would have done.
Oh, God.
Also, his stock options and his damage to his stellar reputation.
Of course he is.
This is brilliant. Now CBS will be pleased to settle for $40 million because they'll see it as saving $80.
I say it doesn't go to court there.
I don't know, boy.
Yeah, what else is on this radio thing? Westwood One stock Gallivant.
For sale. Bid high, bid to buy.
Yes, Westwood One, our network is going up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is this one? What was the head of the New Jersey State Police Union doing on TV showing the home address of a radio DJ?
Yeah, what?
Troopers are angry that a DJ disclosed troopers' discussions of an unauthorized ticket blitz on a password-protected message board. The trooper says the radio guy endangered the safety of state police making traffic stops. So I guess what happened is the DJ finds a website where he says, The cops are going to be at Brown Street and Y Avenue with their speed gun.
Mm-hmm.
Then in New Jersey, the state police, the head of the New Jersey State Police Union gets on TV and shows the address of the disc jockey.
And this is all about the crash of Governor Corzine, and people of New Jersey are complaining to the state troopers that they speed too much.
Oh.
So in retaliation, supposedly, state troopers of New Jersey are handing out more tickets than usual now.
We came back dry.
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm stupid. I'm dumb. God.
I'm going to stop.
Brian.
I'll be fine.
Just said it and forget it. The Don and Mike Show.
You, me, Mar, Beers, Buzz.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go with Buzz. Brought to you tonight by eDiamonds.com. Find a little brilliance with a pair of diamond stud earrings from eDiamonds.com. That's www.e-diamonds.com. Or call 1-800. Her love.
Yeah.
Hey there, boy.
Yeah, there, boy.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Glad your voice is back.
Look, I can talk over music.
Hi.
Yay.
I check your phone, though. You might want to check your phone. here's why you want to check your phone bill, the one you get from your hardline provider. Some phone companies, like Verizon, have started charging for the long-distance calls you didn't make. They have figured out that you got unlimited long-distance on your cell phone and stopped paying the exorbitant rates the hardline companies charge for long-distance.
Hardline.
Some people are buying the bundle offered by their cable company, or they now use cable or DSL to make their long-distance calls.
Thanks, a bundle!
I've got a hardline right now.
On behalf of the people of the United Kingdom, I extend my deepest sympathies at this time of such grief and sorrow.
I wish that hot queen could come to Jackfest with me.
Nothing quite like a hot queen.
God damn. Is she hot as British balls?
Mm. Suck her
hands. Last month, Verizon started...
Spice Girl number 6.
Verizon started charging a $2 fee to people who can but don't make long-distance calls. You'd think that would be illegal, but it isn't, naturally.
There were 5, right?
Yes, of course.
Posh.
5.
Uh-huh. Posh.
Ginger.
Sporty. Posh. Sporty. Ginger.
Spanky.
M.
Tito.
Scary and baby.
Thank you.
That's right. How did he know that?
I'll be fine.
Well, I always remember Scary because that's the one I didn't have sex with.
Scary Spice.
Very sexy. I'm talking a lot of sex, a lot of steam, a lot of action.
A lot of hit records.
Yeah.
Yeah,
boy.
Sex is good, right?
Yeah, boy.
Our top winner in the showcase is Gay.
Woo!
Larry marries a Playboy beauty.
Not a Playmate, a Playboy.
Playboy bunny, different. At this point, is she your... I'm trying to do the math.
She's the third.
Third. You were with her twice?
Yeah, later. Third and fifth.
Yeah, we gotta stop that. Buzz's voice is better than that.
Hi, guys.
Hi there, Buzz.
Our love affair with the cell phone may be just about over. It does appear to have plateaued. We've actually started making fewer cell phone calls. One-third fewer calls.
Pshaw, tell that to my son-in-law.
This can only be good news. Yeah, well, that's true. This could be good news, though, for folks who don't like listening to other people yakking, but it doesn't mean we've stopped using our cell phones. Text messaging, email, and instant messages are increasing, but the number of service provider contracts has also slumped. 25% of the people who had contracts with a cell phone company have dropped off like a bad connection.
I think the love affair with cell phones will continue as long as you set them to vibrate.
Hey, whatever happened to that Vonage thing? All those people that have the phone through Vonage, did Vonage go teats up? Or
my buddy Brad has it. He loves it.
Weren't they just in front of Congress or somebody, and weren't they about to declare bankruptcy or something?
I don't know.
Does it work, boy?
Followed that company.
I don't use my cell phone nearly as much as I used to.
See, there you go. That's what I'm saying. About a third less.
Right.
Yeah. The Chinese were not very helpful. Oh, your phone is ringing, Mike.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Someone's phone is ringing.
It's not ringing.
What? There, boy.
Big, thank you. Big. Bang, 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 bang.
The Chinese weren't terribly helpful when thousands of Americans and dogs and cats died from contaminated pet food. Now they've arrested the head of one of the companies that sold contaminated wheat gluten to scores of pet food companies.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Turn your ringer off.
All right, sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Friendly reminder from Rob.
Yeah, boy.
Several Chinese companies have now admitted that the product that got contaminated is actually a filler, a fake protein added to boost the nutrition numbers. The protein got contaminated with industrial chemicals from nearby coal processing plants. Did you ever think you would hear an NFL commissioner...
Did you ever think
no.
you would hear a commissioner?
Did you ever think you'd hear an NFL commissioner say safety first? The league's Roger Goodell has called the NFL's first ever concussion summit.
Hey.
All 32 teams, doctors, and trainers are to be in Chicago June 19th to talk about head injuries. The plan is to
welcome Sam Hoff.
The plan is to give each player a brain scan to use as a baseline. They'll also be tested on their motor skills, memory, and their ability to think things through. I'm sorry.
Somebody's phone is ringing here. I don't know who that could be.
Hello? Oh, I'll be right over to F you.
You got a call from the Queen.
I see. She's in town, you know.
That's not funny. It's Liz Crenshaw. From Channel 4.
Or as we like to call her, the Queen.
What I want to do is I just want to have sex with the bags under her eyes.
Oh, man. Hot as newswoman balls.
The NFL players' brain outputs would be checked again after they get this baseline reading. Be checked again after each ensuing concussion.
So good.
How do you feel about that, Brady Quinn?
Oh, no.
Try Aikman. Steve Young.
Who is the guy for Bitter? Merrill Hodge.
They're the players.
Oh, Michael Irvin.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got his bell rung.
Quoting Goodell, at no time should competitive issues override medical issues. Safety comes first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy.
And that brings us to the conditioning coach of the New York Yankees who's been fired because so many Yankee pitchers have hurt themselves. Hamstring injuries abound. Quoting general manager Brian Cashman, the perception is there's a problem here.
Oh, yeah.
Strength and conditioning coach Marty Miller carried the title Director of Performance Enhancement.
Marty Miller. Body.
But manager Joe Torre says just because he knew a lot about the human body doesn't mean he knows anything about baseball. Marty's now being replaced by his assistant.
Marty.
And full of vinegar and vetoes, President Bush is threatening to kill a bill that would make physical gay bashing a federal hate crime.
I'm just a bill.
The House knew.
Gay.
The House knew the president would do that, but passed the bill anyway yesterday by a big margin. If this goes anything like
did
the last...
the House?
I did.
The House?
In the House.
Hi, I'm Greg House.
No, not that House. And if this goes anything like the last veto showdown, good luck, gays.
I'm going to stop.
Comment?
No.
Yes?
This is a mess.
Watch out if it's a little veto.
Yeah, boy.
And in Gig Harbor, Washington, high school students are wearing peace signs and wearing T-shirts that say free love. They're talking about the surveillance cameras used to catch two girls kissing each other tenderly on the mouth. The girls got in trouble, and much of the rest of the student body got angry and
on
protested.
Behalf of the people of the United Kingdom.
The students...
Hey, you know something? No, what? I had a dream last night.
It all ties together.
It does. Clean there, boy.
And so the students protested with their peace signs and their free love shirts when these two girls got in trouble for kissing on camera. School says the kiss was disruptive to school and that it does not target gays and lesbians. And that brings us to the head of British Petroleum, who may have just proven that BP might stand for something else. That's our story when we return.
I thought I cleaned this up for radio. It stood for bad poontang.
Butt play.
There you go. Bingo.
Yeah, there, boy. Butt play.
Bingo.
I always liked butt play. Always fascinated by it.
Larry.
Really liked it.
Yeah, there, boy.
Yeah, butt bing, 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 bang, bang, bang.
But a bing.
Bang, bang.
To butt.
Why do you favor rape?
Why do you like it that way?
Why do you favor rape?
To butt.
Bang, bang, bang.
Life in Miami was good for Larry. For a while, maybe too good.
Larry became a little reckless. If Larry had $100, he spent two. Went to the racetrack a lot.
I always liked the ponies. Liked the way they ran, liked the way they pooped.
You know who that was?
Who?
Marty Zeiger!
Marty, my brother there, boy!
Yeah, boy.
Hey there, boy!
That was his little brother!
Mortals Buzz coming right up.
Dead him, diz, diz, dumb.
Right.
Does.
Bing.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crestbutt?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well spoken for white guys. Don and Mike.
Oh, Lordy!
It's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Yes, the head of British Petroleum, John Brown,
has quit over corruption charges leveled by his gay lover. Yesterday, a judge gave a newspaper permission to print those charges and to quote his boyfriend.
Hold on.
Yes.
He's gay.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Brown.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey!
I thought you might notice that.
Gay. You know what else is brown?
Yeah. My lovely eyes.
Yes, they are.
And aren't they?
The judge was not pleased that Brown had lied to him about his lover. Brown...
My poops are a shade of olive green today.
Oh, my. That's not good.
That's not good at all.
What'd you eat?
Olives.
Well, that explains it.
Olive loaf.
Just Brown, bottles of olives.
Brown says he was just trying to keep his personal and professional lives separate. By resigning a year before schedule, he gives up a bonus worth more than $3.5 million.
Brownie.
A new study clocks Bill O'Reilly as calling someone a derogatory name on average every 6.8 seconds.
Loser.
Like that. Indiana University analyzed 115 episodes of O'Reilly's Talking Points memo to arrive at this average.
Yeah.
The study says O'Reilly also relies heavily on fear, using words like evil and...
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
There you go. In 52% of his tirades. Study also says O'Reilly never offers solutions to the problems he outlines. After vilifying the so-called left-wing media, he's quoted as saying, "What can be done? Not much."
That's a bully there, boy.
The study compares O'Reilly's techniques to the propaganda methods of World War I. That's out of Indiana University.
Because we have all this turnover in our company now, mm-hmm. and the new guy who's supposedly going to do things right,
mm-hmm.
why don't they take O'Reilly the frig off our station in Washington, D.C.?
Amen!
I wonder.
Really? I mean, you might
Amen.
As well just, you could sign off and run, and you'd reach the same audience.
Or more.
Oh, there you go. You know, Don, you're always going to say these things. That's the way you're going to do it. And, you know, I'm not going to send your mother-in-law a coffee mug for Mother's Day.
Bing, bang, 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 bing.
Bing, bada, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
I always like TV. Hey, always like the Facta.
Hey, kids, the great taste of crystal methamphetamine now comes in flavors.
Hi, Modesto.
You don't have education and you can't hardly get a job.
That's right. In Arkansas, police found evidence of a meth lab that included empty packets of Nestle's Strawberry Quick.
I'll be fine.
Good stuff. It's not a first.
I'm going to stop.
Cops have found meth cut with all kinds of candies,
Joe,
sugary
Joe.
Drinks over the years.
Hi, Joe.
Designer meth,
Joe.
They call it. Even in Arkansas.
How are you doing, Joe?
Meth, as we understand it, tastes really bitter. So, quoting a DEA agent in Little Rock, it's like a marketing thing.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, wrong type. May I present something that does not taste bitter?
Please.
On behalf of the people of the United Kingdom, I extend my deepest sympathies at this time of such grief and sorrow. Mm.
Not bitter, but sour.
No, tastes like Earl Grey tea with a hint of lemon.
Bicycle, bicycle, I'd like to be her bicycle seat.
Clean.
Bicycle seat.
Creamy.
Police believe that flavoring meth is an excellent way to introduce such a nasty-tasting, harmful product to kids.
It's a gateway thing, bud.
It's also available in chocolate and cola.
Yum.
And when you hear something is a gateway drug,
mm-hmm.
does it mean it comes in a box with big moose spots on it?
Yes, exactly.
Hey there, boy.
Gateway. MILFs and cougars, oh my. The website plentyoffish.com did a survey of its customers over age 30 and found that 38% of them had initiated contact with men 5 years younger. And
on behalf of the people of the United Kingdom.
There she is. 10% of the women had contacted men 10 years younger than themselves. Quoting the founder of the website, Demi and Ashton were the exception, but by proving it works, more women are comfortable looking to younger men for love.
Only way to do it right is to have relationships close in age.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he sucked.
Hi, Carla.
The survey found that older women think younger men have not only more stamina than men their own age, but also are more up-to-date on technique.
Yeah, sure.
That's BS.
They also point out that on average, a woman's libido peaks at between 35 and 40 years of age.
Well, let me tell you something about technique.
Oh, brother.
I've always liked technique. I've always gone slow. I've always tried to please the Playboy bunnies that I date.
Number 3 or 4, I don't remember.
3 and 5, brother.
It was big, big, bang, bang.
How do you make your spinach? Whoa there, boy.
Why your favorite rape?
Why? I'm curious.
Yeah. A woman's libido peaks at between 35 and 40 years
what
of age.
What about vagina?
Men tend to peak around age 18.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally...
All right, I'll be quiet.
don't worry about it. Finally, big marathon in San Francisco this weekend. I can't say it by name.
Now, Buzz had hit me to this because we talked earlier about our decision to Baltimore during the Jack Fest. This is really one time...
This is similar but different.
We should be quiet and simply let Buzz read his playlist.
Yeah, big marathon in San Francisco. I can't say my name, so let's just call it the thing I do alone late at night while thinking about you or Jennifer Aniston-a-thon. Believe it or not, it's the seventh annual. As in previous years...
You do that when you're thinking about me?
No, not you specifically.
Who are you
speaking
to, the listener?
You, the female. Yeah, or Jennifer Aniston, depending on the day, you see.
Yeah, there, boy.
Hey, brother.
I'll shut up and listen.
It's all right.
Buzz Burbank, hello.
Hi. A seventh annual
bing.
Get-together they're having in San Francisco. And as in previous years, competition will include the most time spent. The female record is 6.5 hours, the male record 8.5.
Ugh.
But women lead the happy endings 49-6.
That'll leave like a bloody bump.
A mark.
Yeah.
And that'll
hurt. A scab.
And there's a new category this year, Don.
Yes?
Distance. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Finally, it's my chance to serve America.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Get on a plane, Don. Sorry, we're out
of time. Whoa. And now, to honor America. All right, there, boys.
Yeah, there, boys.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Love you, Gina. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. We'll be back on Monday with the all-new episode. Good day to you there, boy.
Good day to you there.
Glad you're feeling better. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And have a very happy birthday to Mr. John Norman right there.
Oh, he's awesome.
Happy birthday there, boy.
Tell your mother we said hello there.
Good producer.
Happy birthday, sir.
Yeah, mother.
This is the Don and Mike Show.